RX 93.1% TMR. The Morning Rush. The Morning Rush. Your favorite, the award-winning morning show on FM radio. Music, laughs, all the hot tea, and the hilarious top 10. Your hosts, Chico.
Oh, you so legendary. Oh, oh, you so legendary.
Marky.
Yada, 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 yada.
I'm a savage. Yeah. Sassy, moody, hey, nasty. Hey, yeah.
The Morning Rush. And online. TMR. The Morning Rush. From Manila's hottest monster, RX 93.1. The Morning Rush. On air and online. TMR. The Morning Rush. On the monster.
On the monster.
On the monster.
TMR Top 10. Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for... Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Hello to you too.
Hello. Ano nangyari? I was watching pa naman the, ano, the clip of... Steve Carell in Bruce Almighty. The iconic, yung where he kind of like got his break. Yung nag-news siya. Tapos di ba Bruce Almighty had like the powers of God. So, tapos yung pag nung mag-news na siya, sinasabotage niya. So like, and now it's time for the news. And Ganun yung feeling ko ngayon.
Very that.
Like Evan
and
Bruce Almighty.
Ang dami na kasing chika before
mag-on
air. So...
Para feeling ko ang tagal na nating on board. Ganun.
Good morning!
Good morning!
Welcome to the show!
It is a Tuesday.
Oh, yes.
Yum. And,
yum?
Yum.
I thought you said yum.
No, I said yum. And tawa-tawa lang ako, like, before we opened the show, I was reading this tweet. Somebody tweeted, I think, Kiribati. Yung Kiribati, di ba you pronounce it Kiribati?
Mm.
I think Kiribati just gave up when it came time to name cities. Pangalan ng cities nila, Poland, Paris, London, and Banana.
Banana?
I'm not kidding. As in, pangalan ng cities nila, Poland, Paris, London, Banana. Tapos, niretweet ng Republic of Kiribati na... na Twitter account. Okay, fine. You're not invited. It's such a win exchange.
What the heck?
Tsaka like, why, parang walang ka, ano yung...
Walang logic, walang
like, why,
pattern.
Three cities that already exist.
Exactly.
And then Banana. Why?
I have no idea.
Did Nymphia win?
Like, maybe they consulted her or something.
I don't know. It's crazy.
Oh, wow. Must have been a Nymphia Wind fan naming those cities.
So here we go. We've got our top 10 for today. Thanking Kelly for the topic. Our top 10 for today is hashtag Am I a Diva?
So,
yeah. Because of Kelly Rowland.
Kelly as in Kelly Rowland.
So, yeah, I mean, you know how, like, there are times in your life when, you know, you react a certain way, and then you're like,
am I a diva?
You know, like, didn't I just, like, deserve that? Was I being a diva? I'm not sure. So, for example, let's give you some examples. Am I a diva? I left my TV guesting because I didn't like the dressing room.
Yeah, it's too small.
It's too small. It's
they
too
didn't
cramped.
Prepare it for me.
They didn't clean it up. Pass. Another example, am I a diva? I refuse to go out of my way to hang out with people. Either you come to me or it's not happening. Yes.
Wow.
That's a diva.
Yung parang ano, may fan meet yung favorite mo. And you're like, sila lumo pumunta sa akin. Diba? Very that.
Yeah.
Bakit hindi ko na yan before?
Really? Mm-mm. Yung nandito si Makenyu, tapos biglang, ay, siya yung pumunta dito. Bakit kayo pupunta sa kanya? Hindi naman. I mean, you know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Why not?
But that's the thing, though. Why would you go all the way to another... I mean, there are a lot of people who do that, right? But if they come here, then...
that would be amazing.
It's so much better.
Even better. Yeah.
But yes. Hindi, like kunyari, o sige, wag mga lodi. Yung mga barkada, yung parang pag hindi sa area niya, hindi siya pupunta. Pero pag sa area niya, pupunta siya.
Kaya dapat sa Ortigas lagi.
Diva. Diva yan. Pag ganyan. Pag ganyan, diva talaga. Oo.
No, because sometimes, you know, it just makes sense. Mm-mm. Diba?
Yeah. No, but that's also the thing, especially now with traffic.
That's true. And right? It's, or siguro, every now and then. Hindi kasi, yes. Can you imagine, pag sa'yo, which is malayo, so, kunyari, mga friends mo taga-South, ikaw taga-Ortigas, alam ka namang lagi yung mga taga-South yung pupunta dito. So, yeah. Minsan, ikaw rin yung dadayo naman to the South para fair.
Which I do.
Which is... Naman ako sinasabi. Sabi ko nga, parang generally.
We were saying any day.
And another example, natataranta lahat ng tao pag dadating na ako. And that's exactly how I like.
Ooh, it's giving Miranda Priestley, yeah. Vanessa
Williams.
Williams, right?
Yeah.
She was cast for the musical.
Yeah, for the musical.
Oh, I'm so excited.
And she also played,
in Ugly Betty.
Ugly Betty.
Yes.
The same
the
character.
Boss, yeah.
Right? Yung parang,
which is why I think she's perfect.
Yung parang, you are aware of it, that people like scramble when you're there.
Like, you know the presence that you have.
And what you do to like your employees, for example, but you love it.
You make them quake.
Yeah. The more natataranta they are, the more you're like, that's how you do it.
Meron ka satisfaction na nakukuha from it.
Parang you're scared? Good. That's all.
Okay.
You're fired. That's all.
Oh, gosh.
Miranda Priestley!
Have you ever had that experience where you felt like, for example, a student jock would run away when they see you?
No, not really. I don't think I have that effect on people. They usually just like, oh, that's him. They don't.
Probably no mind.
No, never I guess, tell you, like, on the other side, there's like, they're like...
Yeah.
Scared. No. For sure. Mm-hmm. The first time they see Chico
parang
Garcia.
Little old
look
me.
Look at this icon.
Little
yeah.
old me. Parang ano, parang nakita nila si Bibi Zahara Benet. Diba?
Mother. That's mother.
What does Raja say again? You wanted an icon?
An icon.
Did somebody call for an icon?
Did someone call for an icon?
And let me see here. I am a diva. I mean, am I a diva? Your ultimate goal in life should be to get my stamp of approval.
Because you don't just give it away.
Nope. And if I approve of you, you've made it.
Wow. Yeah.
Hey.
Wow. Well, sometimes in workplaces, that's how it works. Like the big boss. Right. Yung parang pag na-notice ka na ni big boss or binigyan ka niya ng kudos.
Oh my gosh.
Then you know you've made it. Because the hardest to please person in that company just gave you a thumbs up.
Mm.
Yeah. And one last, or some other icon, you know, like some other emoji. And another one, am I a diva? I will only take what I feel I deserve and nothing less. If that makes me a diva, then so be it.
Hey, you just know what you
right?
deserve.
You know what you deserve.
Parang, it's a serious entry. Yung parang like, am I really? What if I feel like this is what I deserve?
Uh-huh.
Okay, you like, let's say, in your place of work, for example, and you ask for a raise or something, and you literally feel like this is what you deserve, and it's just fair, and you put in, like, good work.
True.
So, does that make you a diva?
I don't think so.
Diba? Right? So, I guess it depends on...
Diva, I think.
Depends on where you're looking at it from. From your point of view, you're just asking for what you deserve.
But from the boss's...
But for the boss's point of view, feeling to isang
diva?
To feeling niya siya yung star of the show, diba, you know, so yeah. I guess it depends on your from which side of
like
the
where
fence
you're coming from,
you're looking at it. But there you go. I'm, you know, tell us about those times when you felt like, am I a diva? Masyado ba akong nag-ano? Masyado ba akong nag-feeling? Send them all in. x.com/rx931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Am I a Diva in all your posts.
Tea over coffee.
Tea over coffee.
Monster RX 93.1. It's time for some hashtag tea over coffee. We're talking Hazel and Chico's Lodi. Madonna.
Oh.
She fell off her chair on stage.
What?
She suffered a mishap on stage this weekend, which saw her go toppling backward in the middle of the show.
Oh no.
But thankfully she seemed okay.
Okay.
Those brittle bones. Be careful, queen.
While she was belting out Open Your Heart, she and one of her backup dancers attempted this choreographed move on a chair. And you can see Madge sitting in the chair, which her dancer tilts back only to lose control and sends the ball straight to the floor.
Oh, so God. It's the dancer's fault.
It's not even her fault.
It's not even her fault.
Fire them! Just kidding.
Fire him.
Nagiging ang sugpo siya, ha?
Sugpo?
Oo, si Madonna. Nagiging ano siya? Accident prone.
Oh my gosh. Ba't
siya naging sugpo? My God, I can't.
Nagiging accident prone.
I wonder if that's the show that Erica went to.
Probably not, because she would have told you. I mean, parang kahapon lang yata nangyari. Eh, diba? I think you kay Erica... You
the
told
other
me
day.
The other day, pa.
Yeah. Oh, oh.
Baka the next show
the
or
one
the
after,
next.
Maybe. Oh, oh, oh.
Yeah. So, but from the looks of it, the dude lost his grip as he was dragging her back down the stage plank, and it ended with Madonna on her back.
Like that, no, that other accident during the award show, bayon. Yung she, there was a cape attached to her, and she started climbing up the stairs. Tapos the dancer was supposed to tug on the cape, and the cape is supposed to just fall off. Eh, nangyari, hindi na unclasp.
Oh my God.
So she was pulled backwards
down
the stairs, you know? And yeah.
And it actually happened.
Mga mishaps.
It happened recently in another concert of hers, but this time it was like Santa Claus.
Santa Claus?
Like it was a Christmas concert.
Ah, okay.
So there's Santa Claus, and the same thing happened to that Santa Claus. So maybe they shouldn't be dragging chairs around stages.
Madonna, be more careful.
Yes,
our
girl.
Our queen, stay safe.
We love you.
You yes. know, now no, parang it's so funny, nag full circle. Remember at her peak, as in like Material Girl days, there was a contest in Itbulaga ba yun, or
no.
Lunch Date. Where they get grandmas to dance to...
Stop!
To like Material Girl or something. Tapos ang pangalan ng contest, Lola Madonna. For the longest time. Like, it was an iconic, like, noontime show contest, Lola Madonna. Tapos ngayon, Lola Madonna.
Lola na siya.
Siya.
Oh.
Full on Lola.
Oh, oh.
And speaking of Lola.
Wala pa siyang apo.
Wala pa. Pero like the moment Rocco or
Lourdes
like once they have children, wala na. Full on Lola na siya talaga.
Speaking of Lolas, we're talking Paula Sugart, who resigned from her position in November last year for Miss Universe.
Yes.
And took to social media to speak out against Anne Chakrajuttatip's accusation. Normally, I would choose to ignore such assertions, but suggesting that I am corrupt and took money under the table to secure placements in Miss Universe competitions, Chakrajuttatip not only defames me, but also discredits the women who have won the Miss Universe crown by implying their titles were bought and not earned by merit.
Oh.
Wow.
Dun, dun, dun.
That's pretty major.
That's major.
Because they were good for a long time.
What did she say? I mean, what did Anne say?
Well, something like that.
No.
To that effect.
Whatever. Damn.
Whatever. It's scary. You don't want to get on your bad side.
Yeah. Mm.
I don't. That's
I know, right.
With that.
Right.
Like, let's avoid... Avoid it at all costs. Mm-hmm. Let's just keep quiet. Mm-hmm. And lastly, another Lola. Vanessa Williams has been cast as Miranda Priestley in Devil Wears Prada the Musical. I mean, I guess you talked about that, but yeah, hello.
Oh, that was so that would be for iconic. That.
I'm so excited.
And she, like
she
we said,
she fits the role perfectly.
She fits the role because of Ugly Betty. Parang she we know that she can do it.
She has that presence. She has that energy. She has the beauty.
If I'm not mistaken, she also she's already starred in Kiss of the Spider Woman, the musical.
Mm-hmm.
So like she's iconic.
She is
her.
Iconic.
She's a queen.
I
she
love
is a
her.
Queen. She's perfection. And it's great that all our tea today is about Lola.
I was reading this, watching this video, parang iconic replacements in theater. Na parang like, ito yung unang kinast, tapos napalitan siya for some whatever reason. Mm-hmm. And the replacement turned out to be even better.
Huh?
And she was part of it.
Vanessa Williams.
Yes, Kiss of
for
the Spider Woman.
Other one, yeah.
Somebody else was cast. Tapos I guess parang after the run, pumalit si Vanessa, and oh, she like home run.
Oh wow!
Even better than like another one who was included in that list was our favorite Rachel Berry.
Lea Michele.
Na parang
Beanie Feldstein
was cast
for Funny
first.
Girl.
But it just wasn't working.
Mm-hmm.
They replaced her with Lea Michele, and one of the best runs
right.
in that role, you know? Mm-hmm. Comparable to, like, Barang, you know?
So. Yeah, well, actually, interestingly enough, another one is Next to Normal, where Alice Ripley took the lead for a long, long time. But then she really, like, sang with all her emotions and lost her voice.
Ooh.
And it was just such a mess.
Wow.
And then someone else took over and killed it.
Knocked it right? out of the park.
She
was known
Totoo.
To have played it because of the train wreck that happened before.
Since we're talking about theater, Kayla's tuned in, I think.
Oh!
Hello, KK!
Hello, Queen!
Good morning, KK. I had such a blast at the singles party with KK. We were hanging out most of the time, and we were handing out Truth or Dare cards. So I hope everyone had fun at the party.
We'll see you later, Kayla. And don't forget to catch her, of course, on All Out and Sound Trip. Since it's a Tuesday, that will be happening from 7 to 9 tonight.
TMR Top 10. Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. And of course, we will start off with some greets.
Good morning to these texters. 0961-1367-931. The Monster text line. Good morning, Mommy Kathy. And she says, good morning. Adjusting to morning shift from years of being a vampire and being in the graveyard shift. Ang saya lang. I feel healthier na agad. 3 weeks pa lang. Good for you, Mommy Kathy. Hello, Edricans. And good morning, Jean and Buido and Mika. Hello to Juice Blank. Also saying happy birthday to one John Tweet.
Oh, happy birthday.
Hi to B, who says, shout out to my baby boo, who's currently driving. Jerome Santos is also locked in. Hi to Mark Capistrano, Melai, Edward Villona. Day P says, good morning to my sons, Kael and Cody. And safe flight back to work to my hubby, Van. See you again. In 9 days. Hody H says, Chico, Gordon Cormier, and Dallas Liu will be here in the Philippines tomorrow.
Oh, sorry.
So, ingat to those who will be watching the ATLA premiere.
Who are they?
I don't
Do
know.
I know them?
I don't know.
Now I'm confused.
What's the ATLA premiere?
I don't know. ATLA?
ATLA.
Atla.
Oh, Avatar.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Avatar, the Last Airbender.
Okay.
Atla.
Sabihin ko sana, ama ka na Atla.
Akala ko, like I'm a big fan of the two. Yung pala, they're the stars. Probably the stars.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, oh my gosh, that would
names?
Be so
Sorry.
Cool.
Gordon Cormier and Dallas Liu.
Oh, that's so cool. Oh my gosh. Yeah. So they're going to be here pala.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I didn't hear of this.
Oh,
the
cool.
The Last Airbender. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Hodie. Hello, Bon Voyage. And Bon Voyage says, question, Chico, do you still remember the day of the first top 10? Like when you first
No, I actually don't. Because it's kind of weird. The top 10, parang it was called the morning chat.
Oh.
It was more like a fill in the blanks thing. So ang topic namin before, instead of hashtag, because remember, this was pre-Twitter, it was like blank. Like kunyari, the first thing, our topic for today is, the first thing I do in the morning is blank.
Oh.
Tas parang, yung blank lang yung ifi-fill in lang. Uh-huh. It wasn't like an entry.
Okay.
Gets?
Like a different...
Or like...
Portion.
The worst way somebody broke up with me was blank.
Ah.
Parang ganon. So I guess it was a top 10 kind of thing, but we didn't limit it to 10.
Uh-huh.
So whatever people sent in, I would just read them off. Tapos pag feeling ko ang dami na, then I close it and the next batch na ulit. Parang ganon.
Oh,
but I don't remember. I mean, if you were to base it on that, then I guess it was the first day of the Morning Rush.
Oh.
When Del and I started it.
Okay.
So that would have been July 8,
1996.
Wow.
Yeah. So we already had the morning chat. Kumpleto na yun eh, the morning chat. Tapos we had the wake up call where we dial numbers randomly and then talk to whoever answers.
Oh.
And then we had...
You'd live. Literally call?
Yeah. Like we would have
numbers.
People like, you know, saying bad words to us.
Oh my God.
Pero kasi we would always be like, tapos ang rule namin, we try to like, pag lalaki, si Del yung sasagot para nga hindi masyadong magalit.
Mm.
Tapos pag girl, ako yung sasagot para like...
In your poggy voice.
In my poggy voice.
Sample.
So it would be like, hello, good morning. Well, Monster Radio, I am Slam 3-4.
Oh my God. What the heck?
You sound like that frog, that literal Etchecerong frog from Disney. Hello, no. My baby. Hello, my darling. Hello, my ragtime girl.
Si Harvey Firestein.
Hindi, parang ganon. Tapos like, we would explain it agad. Na parang, good morning. Hi, I'm Chico from RX93.1. We're live on the air. Para at least if... ayaw nila, they don't consent to it. They can just put the phone down. And we'll take, you know, like, we won't call that number anymore. But at least we tell them agad-agad na parang, we're live on air.
Yeah.
And we just wanted to know, it's part of our program where we want to talk to, like, are you okay to have a quick chat? Parang ganun.
Oh,
and,
okay.
I see. Hey, Gordon Cormier is Aang and Dallas Liu is Prince Zuko.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Who are the leads?
Yes.
The actual leads of the show. And Aang is actually Filipino.
Mm. Oh, cool.
He has Filipino blood. So I'm so excited. So excited.
Hello to Sophia as well. Good morning, Jennifer Espiritu. Coding day, extra agad today. Medyo traffic na din. Sa Marcos Highway, papuntang Ortigas, I think. Hello to Renz. We have Tino and Avi CJ. Happy month three to you and your B2. Rage Quits, good morning. Butter Baby, who's going home from Dragon Boat training. Hello to the UP Dragon Boat team. Pawis Nekla wants to greet the Rusher Aces, Akira, Jolo, Jello, Mickey, and Nate. Good morning, Farmer Sanchez, and also hello to C or Claude. Pwedeng mag-request ng birthday blend po. Almost same age na as Chico next year.
Oh.
So magta-36 na si Claude. Oh, sure.
Okay.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, dear Claude.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, Claude. And hello, Chinito Ken. And that's it for the text line.
And on X, let's say hi to a few people. Greeting Renz Rufil, thank you very much for the tea today. Hi to Neil and Juice Blank. Last time I went to the booth, I passed by CBTL and took photos. Good morning, guys, and all the rushers. So thank you for these nice photos of our neck of the woods. Also saying hi to Archer Aguilar. Good morning to Doc Wins. Have a great day. Nina Hidalgo says, good morning. It's been a while.
Oh, long time no hear.
Yes. Please greet my husband, Jesse, and daughter, Anissa. Thank you very much. Tuned in today. Thank you for locking in. Edward Villona is tuned in, as well as Mateo Altenor, says parang mas bagay ang Henry Cavill kay Hazel, as in. high earning, not rich yet. Ka kasi bil, bili ng bili.
Kabil.
Kabil. Kasi bili ng bili. Okay. Mm-mm. And that's it for grades.
All right. So thank you to everybody. We're trending number 3 in the Philippines.
Yay!
And thank you, of course, to Kelly R. for the topic. Am I a diva?
Oh.
Yeah. I'm sure she would disagree. Kasi kung parang feeling niya, parang like, am I? Because it's a pigsty.
Well,
and
a diva,
I'm supposed to be your guest.
I think she would own like being a diva in the music world.
Yeah.
But like, I don't know about like being a diva in general.
In
diva
general.
Diva behavior.
True, true. And let's start off with Genshin Impacto.
Number 10.
Hindi ko pinirmahan yung clearance ni student kasi hindi Red Bull pen ang binigay niya sa aking pampirma.
So specific.
I do remember.
Yung may,
I once had a teacher. Oh, like he will not allow you to use. Kunyari red lang yung ballpen mo for that day. Tapos may exam. Oh, it's like tatapon
it
niya yung papel.
It has to be black or blue.
Yeah, tatapon niya yung papel mo pag hindi black or blue.
Mm.
Yeah, like those are the only acceptable colors. Kung purple or red or green.
Bawal.
Nahilo daw siya. Like,
oh, wow.
Don't make me read okay. this. Like, you know, like in what planet, you know, are you na mag different colored pens ka.
But I remember
maybe the younger ones na teachers
pwede na. I remember yung sa school before pag fourth quarter na and like clearance season.
Yes.
Alam mo yung kagulo because
yeah.
everybody's
oh
like running after different teachers
oh, yes.
to get
oh,
them to
yes.
sign para ma-complete mo yung buong the whole thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Gosh.
Those
remember. Were the days.
Alam mo talaga. I know a lot of people get nostalgic even after I graduated college. I kid you not. I never, ever, not even a single day, did I say that I miss school and that I would love to go back to school.
Ako din.
I do not miss it. I never missed it.
You know what?
I miss it.
No,
I go back to high school.
No.
High school is the one
give
I,
the chance.
I would not. Actually, middle school is the one I would never, ever, ever, ever in my wildest dreams want to go back to. College, maybe.
Ako lahat. Lahat. No, I don't like studying. Believe it or not, as nerdy as I am, I don't like the idea of studying. I don't like the idea of like an hour and a half lecture.
Well, I don't want to go back for the classes and for all that. I want to go back for just like the fun stuff.
What fun?
I don't seeing your friends every single
no,
day.
No, but the thing is, like, you can see them now. You know, you're still
not
friends.
Every day.
Pero
it's
gets,
not the same.
Gets.
And also just like, you know, having your own little world and like...
Okay na ako dun.
Parang okay. It's a pass.
Kaya nakakatawa. When, diba like usually yung... When you do these mga like, would you go back in time, blah, blah, blah. Or you, like, pass. The thing that comes to my... like. Would you like do it again? Kasi diba like the one I was telling you, the K-drama I'm
yeah.
watching. Parang she went back 10 years to correct her mistakes. Parang okay, I'm giving you another chance. Now that you've seen how it will end up, where your husband will end up murdering you,
oh my God.
How would you change the course of your life if I take you back 10 years? Ako lagi pass. Kasi nga parang like that, it's the same reason I don't rewatch movies and TV shows if I've
yeah.
watched it already. I'm like, even if I can change stuff, I've been here already. I don't want to do the whole thing all over
okay,
again.
I have a different like proposition.
Okay.
What if for every single year of middle to high school that you relive, you get an extra year of life? Tapos, nothing will change. It wouldn't change the course of your life. Like, you would just have to relive it. Would you?
No. No, once is enough.
But you would get the extra years.
Yeah, but you get an extra year of being old.
Yeah, that's true. Do you really want that?
Why not?
No, I mean like, kasi diba remember, we've had this conversation before. Ikaw yung gusto mo maging immortal.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't
oh,
find
ma.
That, I don't find that appealing at
you
all.
You know what? Yeah, I'm in the same boat. If we are stuck at a certain age, maybe. But
I've been there, done that. Am there. Am that.
will always be
36.
Imagine being immortal and aging. That's the worst.
No, for me not even. Not even like immortal and aging. Oh, kunyari na nga at your peak age.
No, let's say now you will be stuck at this age.
Yee, masak na yung likod ko.
Sige, rewind the content. Like maybe if you get to decide.
Maybe 36. Maybe 36 10 years ago.
Maybe 36 FRFR.
And for real, 30. For real.
30. But like, for example, I still wouldn't. Again, sorry, I just keep bringing up mga K-drama. That's also the concept of like goblin. Si Guyong.
Si ano? Anong pangalan niya?
Gong Yo!
Yun! Ako naman Yonggu.
Guyong ka ng Guyong. Ganun din. Parang ano siya? Immortal. Like, hindi siya mamamatay. And the saddest thing, meron siyang biniling plot of land. Tapos nandun lahat ng the people he loved throughout the hundreds and the hundreds of years that he's been alive. It was the saddest thing!
Really?
I mean, you know what I mean? Like, you go through lifespans. Tapos magiging close ka sa isang tao, you'll have a friend, you'll have like a lover, you'll have a... And all of them, you bury them in one plot of land because you won't die.
O sige, if you could pick an age na yun yung magiging forever form mo, what age would you pick? If you, kunyari, let's say, given na magiging immortal na tayo, tapos parang sasabihin ka, okay, let's go, let's pick like at which point of your life you would be stuck forever.
27, 28.
Oh, I don't know. Basta in that era. Yung mga 30, ganyan. Like early 30s, late 20s, maybe.
Probably
para
go
at
younger.
Least medyo, not that young. Not
maybe
that
18,
young.
19.
No.
Ako 18, 19.
That's too young for that's, me.
Like, maybe because women age, I mean not age, but they mature.
Develop
earlier.
Faster. True.
Yeah.
But yeah. That's the only reason why. I was super Twinkie Doodle Doo at 18.
Hello, diba?
It's
like,
just not me.
If like, I'm like stuck at 30 nga, I get carded pa rin in New York eh.
Shut up! I can't.
As in like half of the bars.
No, I'm curious, what about you guys?
We went bar hopping. Kinakard ako.
Kinakard ka at 30!
Kinakard ako eh, kinakard!
Samesies. I was in, South America at that age, like mga 28, 29, and I was with, let's just say, an ex. Tapos sinasabi ng ex ko, bakit kinard mo siya, hindi mo ako kinard?
But like, I do wonder, for like the monsters, like what age would you pick if you were to be immortal? Tapos pipili ka. Sabi ni Renz, mga 27, 28 then for him. Maxim says 30.
Same ako. Kay Maxim, 30.
Oh.
It's because you're
it's a good middle age.
Settled.
Fine. 21.
But it's really funny because once you approach 30, you feel like you're getting really old. But then when you reach 30, you're like, oh my gosh, this is the best years of my life.
That's true.
Parang boys nga, medyo mas late bloomer, no?
Oh, mas immature, diba?
Yeah.
And coming from Juice Blank.
Number 9.
Am I a diva? I will let my voice be heard, my opinions be heard. I'd even tag the person who ignores me just to make a point.
Wow, not afraid of confrontation.
Yon, because a lot of people will brand you a diva just because you have an opinion. And it's like, kailan naging mali ang magkaroon ng opinion?
That's true. And when is it wrong to stand up for yourself when
exactly.
you feel like you need to?
And lalo na, well, it's so weird. Lalo na yung you are accused of something and you're merely defending yourself. Tapos when you defend yourself, you get branded as a diva.
Mm.
Gets? When it's like, of course I will defend myself.
Yeah.
Of course I'll say, no, I didn't do that. Or, you know, let me show you a different perspective. If that makes me a diva, then like, that's just so twisted. And coming from Sophia.
Number 8.
Nung dumating ako 3 hours after call time, tapos sabi ko, di ko nagagawin yung gig kasi walang champagne and red M&M's.
Oh.
Kailangan red.
Sino yung red M&M's na may ganyang parang diva demand?
Oo, diba? We talked about this. Sabi ko, Bon Jovi, but apparently not. Aerosmith? basta one of the rock bands.
Red M&M's only.
Yeah, something like that. Alam ko ano yan eh. Rock band yan eh. Baka Aerosmith.
Sino yun? Okay, let's Google
Van Halen?
It.
100% is a rock band.
Really?
Or hindi ano, hindi all red, but more like...
Van Halen,
there.
Hindi yung kanila, just remove brown.
The brown, yun. Remove all the browns.
Right.
So it can be still very colorful. Just remove all the brown M&Ms.
Si Valentina, my rumor before.
Alam mo, they say, it's not really because they're divas.
Mm.
Somebody told us this before when we had this previous conversation. A lot of the bands and acts only put that as a test if they really read the writers.
Mm.
Yung parang kung pagdating namin, pagkita namin, our ridiculous demand is there. It means you really read the contract.
Yeah.
And that's why they put those weird little things there. It's to test you. Kasi if yung red M&Ms na lagay nyo, it means siguro yung mga kailangan namin for the sound system, the lights, then you probably paid attention to.
What if my si Valentina, yung isang parang at least rumored before, drag queen Valentina,
yeah,
na ang diva demand niya parang champagne and red M&Ms. But like for you, if you were to have a diva demand, feeling mo ano yung lalagay mo sa rider mo kung magdi-diva ka?
Number one, bidet.
And your own private bathroom.
My own
sure.
private toilet.
Ako ice maker.
It would be, kunyari matagal yung mga hintayan, a bed.
Yeah, a bed.
A bed, a full-on bed. Yes. Not a cot, not a sofa, but
with
like
a
bed.
With like a comforter and like
yeah. Nice akin, pillows. To be honest, I won't be too much of a diva. Just a really comfortable, real bed na I can lie down and take a nap if matagal yung mga hintayan.
So gusto mo parang your own trailer.
Oh, you know what? It depends kasi what kind of artist
true.
I am. Pag kunyari tipong Beyonce, Taylor Swift levels, siguro mas wild. Pero like in general, yun na yung siguro yung pinaka high-end demand that I would like. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Basic pa nga
basic
eh, diba?
Hindi kasi you'd be surprised.
Basic I needs.
Mean, hello, bed is not basic naman. Kunyari holding room,
unless
may kama.
Unless you're an actor.
Ayun
although,
nga, yun nga.
Even with actors,
you just have a cot.
Yeah.
May cot ka lang usually, diba? Tapos ano kanya-kanyang dala.
Yeah.
Parang
true.
You just have
I
like,
have my own chair. Whenever I
yun, diba? Ay, yung mga parang lounge, yung parang beach chair na
lawn chair.
Pwede mong, lawn
mga
chair.
Mga foldable.
There. Pwede kang humiga.
Lie down.
Pero you can just lug it around. Pero yun nga, like, kunyari, I'm like a mid-level celeb. Yeah, a bed. Siguro kung, if it's like a concert or something, like my own mic that nobody else will use. Yun, mga ganun. Or kunyari, you're a host. Kunyari, chuchi ka na host. Like, I have a designated mic. Kasi diba minsan pag events, lipat-lipat.
Yeah, exactly.
Yung parang, ay, walang mic. Yung sa akin, hindi nyo pwedeng hawakan. Ako lang.
This is my mic.
No, because I got a taste of that COVID years.
Because
there was a time, pag nung COVID years, like especially right after, yung first few events.
Yeah.
Nobody shared mics.
Yes.
And of course now, na, you know, COVID's done. Ganun na ulit eh. Parang labo-labo na ulit.
Diba,
pero before, like, ikaw lang.
Especially when the three of us, whenever we host together, usually there would only be two mics.
Yeah,
and,
exactly.
Like, we'd have to share the mics.
Yeah.
Kasi nga, there's not one for everyone.
Only when hosting.
Ay, talaga.
Love it.
Di ba natin pwede extend to like normal life?
And coming from Maxim De Winter.
Number seven.
Am I a diva? Sa bus, ayokong may katabi. Kaya laging for three ang binabayaran ko. You know what? Kung maluwag yung bus in general, you know, that's fine. I guess it only becomes questionable if kunyari yung
pahirapan
siksikan.
Or tapos walang, wala alam mo yung madaming nag-aabang.
Oo, tapos yung ang dami nang nakatayo. Tapos,
may pila na.
Like, it's your right. Ako ha, this is my take on it. It's your right to buy the entire row. Pero parang merong ethical...
I agree.
...question dun sa, ikita mo yung ibang taon. Like, hindi
kanina
makakasakay
pa
dahil kinuha mo yung like two people could have ridden on that bus.
Yeah, I'd feel bad.
I'd feel bad. Pero kunyari like what we did before, yun nga sa Molbol and Balapascua. When we ride the, I forgot what you call it, but it's like a van, like an FX.
Like a UV.
But they call it something eh. Hindi, they don't call it an FX. But anyway, yung likod, we would buy the entire row. That's good for four.
Mm-hmm.
So we can put our bags.
Yeah.
So, yun.
V-hire?
And V-hire, yes.
But
thank you.
But you
thanks,
bought
butter
the
baby.
Entire row.
No, we bought
so
the entire row.
So that's fine, I think.
Pero yun nga, like, parang like, ang ano namin, parang like, pero pag medyo punuan, let's not, kalungin na lang natin. Pero pag kunyari, yung, it's a normal sized pila naman.
Mm-mm.
Na you can always wait for the next one and there's one right behind it.
Yeah.
Then yes, we will like pay for the entire row.
Mm.
And I wouldn't feel bad because makakasakay ka naman. Diba?
Yeah.
So, from Nudes, Antonio.
Number six.
Am I a diva? Dapat main character. Kaya laging nasa gitna kapag picture na.
I've seen this happen to me.
Actually, hindi lang yung laging nasa gitna. Like, parang kailangan focal point.
Oh.
So it's like, you know what I mean?
Ako,
gumagawa ng moment palagi.
What I remember was, ano, when our little dalliance with a noontime variety show.
Ooh,
yeah,
spell.
Like, yeah. There were the main hosts, there were like the middle hosts, and then there were the noobs, which included us. I mean, Del and I were like bagong salta. But something happened, and like hindi ready yung in-announce na presenting. Kunyari, Margie and the Marquettes. Tapos biglang wala sila, hindi pa pala sila ready. And we happened to be like on the side, kasi kami yung next.
Mm.
And then they were like, sinong nandyan? Andito si Chico and si Del. O sige, salang nyo. With nothing. Like, nothing.
No script,
nothing. And we just started talking. And we were like, and until ma-ready si Mark and the Marquettes.
Mm.
And then finally, sinalang sila. And, you know, the director was so impressed that we were able to stretch, which is what we do on radio all the
time.
Na, the next week, sabi nila, oh, ang meron lang mic, the main hosts, and Chico and Del.
Why?
And we kind of like leapfrogged over all the middle hosts. Na ang dami. Hala, nung mag-goodbye na. Siyempre, ang mga mag-ano lang, yung mga may mic, di ba? Si Ate Girl. Siniko kaming dalawa. Tapos, kinuha yung mic na. And sinabihan lahat ha, na kami lang ang pwede. Kinuha yung
mic. And ayop!
Tapos nag...
Oh my God!
Anong sinabi ni Ate Girl?
Hindi, nag-umadlib.
Is she still in the industry today?
I don't know. Yes.
Sana sinabi yung, excuse me, Miss Mid?
Like, she was not having it.
Wow.
She was not having it. Yeah.
Okay.
I will never forget that. And actually, at nakakasalubong ko siya.
Sino to?
Basta.
Wait, I think kinuwento mo na to.
Yeah.
Kinuwento mo na to. Pero di ko maalala now.
I'll tell you
now,
later.
Ha?
I'll tell you off air. Hello, obviously off air.
Oh, yeah. Mount it.
Later. from Fitz Villafuerte.
Number five.
Am I a diva? Sa movie poster, kailangan mas malaki ang name ko kesa sa title ng movie.
Wow!
So dapat nakalagay, kunyari parang, Margot Robbie in Barbie. Dapat ganon. Mas malaki
parang
dapat
yung
name
yung
ko.
Parang yung title yung Margot Robbie.
Ah, oh, diba? Ganon. Starring Margot Robbie in Barbie.
Oh,
diba na-call out si Stephen King recently?
Though? Oh, why?
Because Stephen King was talking about X and how Elon Musk is using X as his brand and he's making X the brand and not Twitter.
I remember this, yeah.
Yeah.
And they called him out by saying, like, have you seen your books? Like, your name is 10 times bigger
than the title.
Pero... To
parang
be fair,
he's earned it.
Oh.
He has earned it.
Kasi
it
like,
is true. But
sa dami na
to be honest,
titles,
it's like, I'm not buying it. I'm not buying Cujo. I'm buying Stephen King.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And you particularly go to the Stephen King section to buy a Stephen King book. And
true.
It doesn't matter. And honestly, in my opinion, Stephen King is bigger than any
and
specific
title. He's not the only author who does that.
Yeah.
Diba?
Yeah. Kunyari, ano ka? Michael Crichton.
Yeah. Yeah.
John Grisham. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, so certain authors actually deserve
no,
that.
Obviously deserve, but still. Like,
kumbaga, wag ka na mag-call
out.
Back
to the topic. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Para, right. Kumbaga, parang ginagawa mo rin naman. Deserve.
Yeah.
Pero malay mo, deserve din naman ni Elon.
Mm.
You know, because he is a big personality.
And he did buy the thing.
With all his money?
With
deserve.
All his money. And sabi na natin, hindi niya binili naman yung Twitter. Parang kumbaga, napakalaki rin niyang personality.
Yep.
And it's not like he's using X to be more famous. Mm. I think he already
just
is.
Just being one of the richest men in the world.
Right.
Yeah.
And from Simply Nedge.
Number four.
When someone doesn't do justice to a song during karaoke, I sing it again to show them how it's done.
Petty. Petty, but...
yung mga hindi mo naabot, aabutin ko. And more.
Ito ah, para lang alam mo next time.
Oh. Ganito yung tono nito ha. Oh, ganito yung ano ha. Ito yung actual key niya.
That's the ultimate turn off for me. I mean, not karaoke, but like, for example, social media.
Mm.
And then you're following someone that you find attractive, right? You're like, oh, okay, yes, nice. And then suddenly, magpo-post sila ng video na kumakanta sila na feel. I mean, if it's just like a random video of you singing, it's okay,
uh-huh.
right? But if it's like, feel na magaling ako, ganon.
Dinidibdib.
Hindi talaga.
Like posting a serious cover, ganon.
Oh my gosh, it's a pass.
Eh, what if magaling?
Eddie G.
Okay.
Pero kung
so it's
feel
not
na
the,
feel na...
It's not the idea of just singing. Like, if feel na feel niya, tapos fail.
Ah, pero pag okay. feel na feel, pero magaling. Wow, okay.
Great,
plus
yeah.
points.
Oh, okay. I get it. Akala ko ayaw mo lang nung nagpo-post ng kumakanta.
Pero pag feel na feel...
Tapos wale.
Pero wale na wale. Nawawala yung
like
crush.
Like cringe.
Ko. It's gone. Like, unfollow.
Mm. Oh!
To that point.
Okay. Okay.
It's okay. Weird. It, like, kahit type na type mo.
Mm-mm.
Like, you'll see them and you're like, oh my gosh. Cute. Follow for like years and years. And then suddenly, magpo-post sila ng isang cringe na ganun. Oh my gosh, I can't. I can't.
Interesting.
I don't know. That's just, it's weird.
Yeah, kasi pag... kasi talaga plus points yun.
Plus points yung nagpo-post ng cover?
Nang kumakanta. Kahit, not necessarily cover.
Kahit fail?
Ay, hindi nga. Kasi magaling din.
Hindi kung magaling.
No, kahit
okay.
nga hindi magaling. Basta wag fail. Kasi minsan, like,
average.
Decente. Oh. That's still fine.
Serviceable.
Yes.
No, okay, but how about...
yes.
Kasi kung decente, okay lang eh.
Diba? Parang doesn't have to be like
it's
amazing.
It's fine if it's like
pero yung nasa tono.
But like if it's... Like for example, if it's like may W. Yung gano'n. Medyo it's a pass. It's a pass.
The shame!
I cannot with you. Nakakatakot ka ad-lib tong isang
I can't.
Hindi, kasi mali mo ano siya. Hindi, parang ginawa niya parang acoustic version. A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
Alayo pa rin ako.
H-I-J-K-L-O-P-Q-R-S-T-U-V-W-X-Y-N-Z.
Oh my God.
No, it's just that. Like, kahit okay yung tono ng boss nila, pero yung...
Okay.
Diction
din. I got it.
May pagka-off. It's like...
Okay.
I don't know what it is.
And from Galactus Intolerance and Tampupo.
Number three.
Ako'y tao lang na nadadarang at natutukso rin. Diva.
Diva.
Tao lang na nadadarangat, natutuksuri.
I had to like think about it for a second. Diva!
Diva! Nakakainis yun. If you know, you know.
Yes.
Ika nga ni Plasma. Well, if you get the references, you get it. And from Al Macchiato.
Number two.
Number two.
Diva yung mga peace lilies ko na nalalanta pag hindi mineral water yung pinandidilig ko.
Wow!
Which is so strange because you know, if there was a super maarte plant, mm-hmm. I'd be like, tigilan mo ako, saan ka ba nakatanim? Sa lupa? Like it's
Kinarte
dirt.
Ka pa dyan.
You're in dirt. So what would a little bit of like, I don't know, minerals or like impurities do to like, you're in dirt?
Di ba yung iba rice water? Yung pinangdidilig?
Really? Alam mo, like I was, well, I saw this, you know how like when you're playing games, may mga ads.
Uh-huh.
So there was this ad for like a plant app. So meron silang...
Yung how to take care of certain plants.
Pag kunyari... Parang plant doctor thing. Mm. Yung parang, kunyari, nalantay yung plant mo. Gagawin mo, you'll take a photo of it.
Nakikita ko yun.
And then, sasabihin niya kung bakit siya nalalanta and what to do. And you know what, one of the things that I saw, na parang, okay, it lacks ganyan, ganyan, ganyan. Put aspirin.
Aspirin?
Yeah, Lea.
Gagamutin mo siya, literally.
No, I mean, like, apparently aspirin has like a I don't know, an ingredient that's good for plants.
Oh, wow.
Because I've heard of that before. Yung sabi nila when... Tama ba? Am I inventing this? But I could have sworn I read it somewhere. Pag kunyari, you have like a... You put flowers in a vase with water. You put parang like paracetamol in the water. For it to last longer?
I don't know, but apparently...
Oh, plantitos and plantitas? Am I making this up?
It like, is known to simulate the growth of plants, their development, transpiration, and photosynthesis.
Aspirin.
Aspirin.
Pero yung ano, tama ba yun? Basta alam ko eh, you put a kind of pill in a vase of water so that your plants don't wilt as fast.
Yeah.
Sabi nila parang paracetamol.
No, I've heard about
like
that.
Like you put Vigesic or something.
Put inside a little pill thing. Yeah.
Somebody told me na tas
meron
hindi siya...
Meron dito sa Google, does Viagra make flowers last longer?
Oh, hindi siya malaki. Oh,
tapos nakalagay, Viagra increases the vase life of flowers.
Oh
see? Something apparently, like that. Something like that. Pero hindi Viagra yung alam ko. Parang just a regular kind of pill.
So pinapatigas yung stem?
Yeah. It'll last longer.
Aspirin nga. Aspirin din.
Aspirin din.
Nakalagay dito. It's a tried and true way to keep roses and other cut flowers fresh longer.
Oh.
Put a crushed aspirin in the water before adding your flowers.
Oh, there you
aspirin.
Go.
Aspirin. Oh, I didn't know this. Okay.
And that was such a time warp for me.
Ayan, sabi din ni Chichi, when it comes to plants, merong may maarte talaga na need ng distilled water or mineral water. Then you can also add vitamin C and rice water can also help. Sabi ni Mommy Kathy, Biogesic.
Ayun, see?
So,
alam ko rin nga, alam ko nga merong ganun.
Cool.
Oh, that's so interesting. Kasi that is the one thing that I'm very weak at, plants.
Mm-mm.
I don't know a lot about plants. And I've tried. It's not out of lack of trying.
Yeah.
Many times in my life, I wanted to be a plantito. It's just that I don't think I have a green thumb.
Same.
Namamatay
I have a terrible green thumb. Mine's like purple.
Like a, yeah.
Yeah.
Like a rotten thumb.
Yeah,
same.
I'm really bad at it.
And the top.
And the top entry.
Number one.
Number one.
Am I a diva? Comes from Mike Ferrer.
Mike Ferrer says,
when you're asked what time, when I'm asked what time the event will start, ang sagot ko, pag dumating ako. That's when it starts.
Uh-huh. Wow. Mm. So you all just wait for me.
Yes. Pre-me, there is no event.
I tell you, that happens all the time.
And when I'm here, the party starts.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mm. That happens all the time in mga city fiestas.
Oh.
Like the city council,
mm-hmm.
they come last. So sometimes you have to wait maybe 30 to an hour for them to arrive.
Oh.
And that's when
and that's
starts.
The only time.
Oh.
And wala kayong magagawa kasi sila nagbabayad.
Nagbabayad. I was about to say, usually the one who's paying the bill, they dictate when the
when
starts.
When, yes.
Yeah.
Pero yung iba nga kasi, late pero perform. Yun nga yun eh. Mm. Kasi diba late sila, so they try to make up for it by being extra when they get there.
Oh, that's true too. Mm.
So parang sila yung life of the party.
Life of the party.
Uh-uh.
But there you go. Am I a diva? I mean, you know, we've had all moments. We all have had moments. So if you want to join us, send them all to x.com/rx931. When we come back.
TMR Top 10. Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the Top 10 for today. And we are live on TikTok.
Yes, at RX931 on TikTok. Join us. We are here for another batch of the top 10. But before that, let's do some more greets. Checking out the text line once again, 0961-1367-931. Good morning to Justin. Did you get my invite?
It's barely moving.
Okay, internet.
Yeah, it's not working.
Nagre-red and blue circles.
Well, hello. Good morning to Coco Hernandez, John Kevin Cruz. Hi. Also to Jasper. And Jasper says he will go back to age 28. Best physical form. And dami pang energy.
Oh,
yon Tifian, good morning.
That's the thing.
And also saying hello to Anjali Mayo and Sophia. Hi to Mommy Kathy again and to Juice Blank. Also saying good morning to Missy. Hello, Tino. Nakakatakot si Marky. Pwede ba yung Marquettes na lang muna yung mag-host?
What's this? Why?
Hindi, yung di ba yung kwento ko nga, yung Marky and the Marquettes.
Oo, delikado daw kasi baka kung ano yung ma-spell.
Hindi mo nga sinabi sa... Wait, sinabi ba kayo?
Hindi pa, later not yet.
Oh my God.
Eh kasi umalis naman kayo. Ay, ikaw.
Oo nga, nawawala ka.
Kinuha ko lang yung jacket ko. Mm-hmm.
Hello to Eric and good morning to Boggs, Butterbaby, and Rich says hello. Or Enrich or Enric. I don't know. Hello. Hi to Anne. And that's it for the text line. Hello to everybody watching on TikTok. Andrea, Judy, Farmer Sanchez. Sabi niya Venomous Hazel pala today. Oh yeah.
Oh!
In my true form.
Oh, oh,
hello to Terrence.
Very sawa.
And to Ellie and Wilhelmina. I'm trying to get Chico and Marky to join me on TikTok Live, but
it's not showing.
I'm trying to get Hazel to move on my phone.
Am I just frozen?
You're just frozen.
Frozen in time.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Without your love. Without your touch.
What is happening?
We're doing
I told you in the beginning, I was having a hard time going live. Also.
We are doing a Madonna today. Frozen. The remix.
With your arms wide open. Is that how it goes?
Ooh, dapat na nanakot.
Give yourselves to me.
Oh, paano to? What are you gonna do?
I don't know.
Anyway, I think that's it for me for the text line. Do you have some from X?
Yes, a few from X saying hi to Average Pinoy and Humdinger Mayo locked in. Greeting as well, Uniquely Uncommon. Hi to residents and saying hello as well to Hody H. And yeah, that's it for greets.
Maybe just go. Maybe don't connect to the Wi-Fi.
Yun nga eh. Let me try.
LTE na lang.
Let me try.
We're trying.
We're trying. Okay, so we're trying to connect to...
Again, RX931 on TikTok. You can also follow our own accounts. Hazel RX931 for me on TikTok. Chico Garcia 36 and Marquis Tro.
But parang natatawa ka tuwing sinasabi
di
mo
naman,
yung ano
di naman.
Ko.
It's just
I try to say it with a straight face, pero...
Medyo mahirap mag-straight face. Especially.
Parang hindi bagay sa show na to.
I know, right?
Here, I sent in a request again.
Okay.
Okay, we're trying our best.
We are doing our very best.
Okay.
Trying to make it happen, but anyway.
Let's just do it.
So hi to Deej on the floor.
There you go.
I'm in.
Okay.
All right. So I'm in. Chico, you need a bit of practice.
Anytime now.
There. Okay. I think I'm getting there. Just give me a little bit more time. It's been a while. Okay.
You might need that pill that they put in the plants.
Didiligan ka na
madam na aspirin. Oo nga eh. Okay. All right, but anyway, are we done? Let's just get into it.
Yeah.
I'll just go in pag lumabas yung notification. Okay. So, am I a diva? Let's start off with Nudes
Diva, let me
Antonio.
Fix it for you.
Number 10.
Kapag may travel, araw-araw, iba ang OOTD. Bawal umulit kahit shorts or sapatos. Oh, I'm the complete opposite. Because I like to travel light. Mm. I don't really want to bring too many clothes. I don't like the idea of having like a giant maleta or two giant maletas just for like, you know, the different outfits. I just want to go there for the travel, you know, so.
But when you do plan your outfits, actually, usually it helps you when it comes to packing light. Kasi, for example, when I do plan my outfits, I would prefer to just bring like maybe two pairs of shoes. So at least I can already build my like outfits from the shoes.
See, but that's what I mean.
And then like maybe a couple of bags too. And yeah.
That's what I would do. Like two pairs would probably be reasonable. Pero like, ito bawal umulit kahit shorts o sapato. So can you imagine if you're going to Japan for like
medyo
a week?
Extra naman yan.
Seven pairs of shoes. That's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, but there are people. Talagang pagtsatsagaan nila yung... Like I remember... was it here in the Philippines, yung last Miss Universe na naganap dito? Parang, it was such big news when somebody had like 14 pieces of luggage.
Well, but if you're competing...
No, pero like compared to everybody else. Everybody else was competing, but they had like two or three. But like 14. Like, yeah, that's... Or ano, like they say, Drag Race.
Well, for Drag Race,
kasi nga you have so many
like
costumes.
For example, diba, isipin mo si... If we're talking about the current season, si Safira. Like, how did she pack the pumpkin? And apparently, the flower costume that we saw on the runway last episode, that wasn't even the full costume. She had to
remove
parts of it because it was even bigger. And she couldn't, like, walk out of the stage, of the runway.
It was just too big.
It was too big.
So she had to remove. Pero it was, like, so big. So can you imagine? And apparently, pwede namang palang magpa-ship. Like, if hindi kasha yung allotted luggage for you, you can actually just have
Oh, that sounds good. Para, diba?
Kasi parang may ano lang siguro, this is the budget you're given in terms of like your luggage. So.
And coming from Archer Aguilar.
Number nine.
Am I a diva? You know you've made it in life if I know your name. So, pag kilala kita, siguro nga sikat ka na. Because otherwise, I don't know her. Yeah. So, I guess this is true in certain industries. So, siguro pag yung mga icons of your industry, if they know you, then yeah, I guess.
Ayon.
I guess you've got it made.
Diba? Chico is here.
All right.
And
tech crew Marky Strom at your service.
Yes. IT, our IT. And since you're doubly good at it, you're IT, IT. Okay? So
It.
No, IT, IT na nga. Okay na yun eh. You don't have to pronounce it.
You can't say it.
No. Quit it.
Quit it.
Okay, and coming from Rhyme and Reason.
Number eight.
Am I a diva? Mapa office space man or restaurant na pupuntahan? Ang criteria ko talaga, ayoko sa masikip. Ayoko sa madumi. Ayoko sa mabaho.
Iconic.
But that's not being a diva. Hello, I mean.
Sino ba may gusto? Sa mabaho.
Masikip.
Madumi. Dagdag mo pa yung madumi. Kasi iba okay sa masikip
mabaho,
at mabaho.
Hindi ko yung mabaho i-eliminate na nila. Pwede yung masikip tsaka yung madumi.
Okay.
It might work for some
hindi.
People.
In this order, 1, 2, 3. From worst, from best to worst.
Masikip, madumi,
masikip
mabaho.
Masikip na yung best.
Mm-mm.
Mas gusto mo madumi sa mabaho?
Oo. Iba talaga. The game over sa akin yung...
It depends.
Very
on...
strong ang sense of smell ko eh.
Masikip ang una.
Hindi nga eh, like room eh, di ba? Like hindi, yung parang room, yung dressing room ni Kelly Rowland. Pwedeng masikip
ayoko
sa
din.
Una.
Masikip, madumi, mabaho.
Pero tang pag kinlear out
masikip, madumi, mabaho.
Minsan, mas okay yung maluwag, di ba?
Tsaka like, yung madumi kasi minsan, you can quickly fix it.
Yeah.
Pwede mo namang like,
pagpagin.
Alam mo yon mag-chico, ano ka, na linisin mo yung mga
exactly.
surface na pwede mong linisin. Kasi yung mabaho, parang feeling ko it's harder to eliminate.
That's true, ha?
Like bad
hindi,
odor.
Like, for example, let's just make it a simple ano. Yung sa clothes, di ba minsan bagong laba, pero pag mabaho, yung kulob,
yeah.
It's clean, but I can't stand it. So, I would rather have, like may mga lupa-lupa yung damit ko. Basta hindi mabaho, pero pag kunyari, like, hindi like for example, like when we play with the dogs, so sometimes yung mga paw prints yung damit ko. I'd rather have that kesa yung, yun nga, yung bagong laba nga pero amoy kulub naman. Which I can't stand.
I get it.
I cannot stand the smell.
It gives me a headache also.
Yeah.
Pag matagal na mabaho.
I really can't talaga. And coming from, let me see here. Coco Hernandez.
Number seven.
Am I a diva wherever I am? Is always the halfway point.
Di ba, I don't care kung nasan kayo.
Wala akong pake. So, kunyari, ako nasa Ortigas, lahat kayo nasa Parañaque. Pag nag-meet tayo, mag-meet naman tayo halfway. O sige, Mega Mall.
Oh my gosh. So like, half of half.
That's, yun yung version niya. Kung nasan ako, yun ang halfway point. Mm. Okay? And from Wildfire.
Number six.
Am I a diva when I order chicken, hindi lang leg and thigh. Kailangan left leg and left thigh.
Bakit kailangan left?
Hindi ko alam. Meron bang difference?
Could you?
Would you know?
I mean, would you even know?
Yes, you can. You can. Pag left tsaka pag right, makikita mo iba yung, like kunyari, ito yung thigh. Yung isang leg, pa left, yung isang leg pa right. So, kunyari, mm-hmm. if they are curved the same way, mm-hmm. that's probably the same side. Kumbaga, parehong left, parehong... Pero pag magka-opposite sila, yun yung... Kasi, di ba? Like, pag inano mo siya, like, nilakad mo siya, makikita mo na... Like, a thigh has an inner thigh, right? And
yeah.
an outer thigh. They're not gonna be curved the same way. So, yeah, actually, that's... Oo nga, no? You can tell if it's a left leg.
So you have to like study it closely.
Yes.
So which way do you like it curved? To the left or to the right?
Up.
Chicken. We're talking chicken legs.
No, kaya. Totoo yun. Yeah. So it doesn't matter.
Oh, kasi ano eh.
It doesn't matter.
Breast and wing, usually. Or thigh and wing.
Because I like wing. Yung breast kasi it's so stringy. You know what? To be honest, like, kaya ko naman siya. Like, lalo na if it's very juicy. Pero, I'm really a dark meat fan.
Mm.
So, I like thigh. I like... Honestly, I'm not a big leg fan. But I like thigh. I like wing.
No, for me, it's breast talaga at the top. Because it has the best meat.
No,
the
yun
most,
nga.
The healthiest meat.
For health reasons, yes. Obviously, I will choose breast.
No,
pero
I've learned to really
pero
like
yung,
breast.
Pero yung personal taste, all things being equal... Yeah, I prefer dark.
Although the best chicken I've had in a long time was the black chicken. Have you tried that?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's so good.
Yeah.
I was eating at Shang last weekend and they had this black chicken that I tasted. I don't know why it's black or why the meat is dark the whole way through. But
siguro ano, the
it's
breed?
It's so good.
Sabi nga ni John Sina,
so
well,
good.
Sometimes it's a thigh. Pare-parehas lang.
Left and right, pareho lang.
It's a thigh.
And from Genshin Impacto.
Number five.
Am I a diva? Bakit? Basta ako, pag may nag-serve sa akin ng burger na may pickles, I flip the table. Grabe naman yung flip
just
the table.
Just remove the pickles.
I love pickles.
Same. I like pickles.
I even order just pickles. Like, the yung sa Sweet X, yung pickle fries, that's what I love.
You know what? I used to, when I was younger, I used to buy bottled pickles.
Me too. I would just eat.
And I don't like the chopped, ha? Gusto ko yung buo. Yeah, I like to eat them like buong pickles.
Very snooky from Jersey Shore.
Pero you know, to be honest, I no longer like pickles that much.
Yeah, pickles
I wouldn't eat it alone anymore.
It's not something I search for.
But in burgers I like it.
Yes.
I'm okay with it in burgers.
Ah, talaga ako, it's a must.
I'm fine
dapat
with it.
May pickles sa burger.
Like, I'd rather na walang tomatoes, pero may pickles.
Hindi, boom. I like it like...
You know why I don't like tomatoes? It's not that I don't like it. I just don't like that it makes my burger soggy faster.
Oh, that is true. That is true.
Tomatoes?
Especially when it's delivered, tas nasa loob na siya. Parang yung bun usually...
It depends on how fresh the burger is. Like, kunwari, there's this certain burger joint in UP that I always eat at. Oh, it's so fresh. So I like it when there's fresh produce inside.
You know, the only thing I don't like are onions. But I like it loaded.
I love onions.
Put everything. And especially the tomatoes. Oh, I'm sorry.
Caramelized
tomatoes
onions.
Tomatoes na pala for you guys.
Please
caramelized
don't.
Onions.
Nope. No.
Pero between caramelized and like fresh, mas gusto mo yung caramelized.
No, I could never eat fresh. Never, under any circumstance.
It's a bistek, nope, kunyari yung
nope,
nasa iba.
Nope.
Diba sa bistek,
yeah.
Usually you cook onions, yung first part, tapos magtatira ka.
Nope, I eat only the cooked onions.
How about garlic?
I love garlic.
Raw? No. Wag naman raw.
With
luto, yeah. Yes. Oh, I love garlic.
With steak, yeah.
Everything.
So good. Binig,
oh my gosh.
Yeah.
So you're into garlic, but you're not into onions.
Just not like the raw onions. Like, kunyari, mga salsa.
But why? Where
or
does that come
or
from?
Tacos. No, I hate the taste.
Oh, you just don't
oh,
like it?
Oh, like, I am so, like, it's offensive
so,
to me.
So, di ka mahilig sa mga pico de gallo, ganun?
Basta hindi fresh. Like, ano yun lang, kahit konting daan lang sa heat. Para lang maluto ng konti, makaramelize ng konti. But I really, really hate onions. But once it's cooked, oh, I love it. Sa bistek, I put tons and tons of onions.
Oh, that's
basta
weird.
Caramelized na siya.
So, ayaw mo yung crunchy.
No, that is gross. Like, I retch just thinking about it.
So, the onion rings.
Ang ano kasi, ang
you don't
ang
like
tapang.
Onion rings?
No, di ba? Caramelized naman yun. It's
hindi,
never like
kasi
all
usually,
no, but,
yung balat, yung breading, yung mas luto. And then the inside usually is parang
yeah,
medyo raw.
Yeah, it's medyo raw.
Well, luckily, the onion rings that I've eaten so far, ano naman, luto.
You know what it is? I think it's because the outside is luto, so it's a semblance of luto taste because you taste
true.
The,
I think tsaka yung crunch nung breading, yun yung na-experience more than the, since it's thicker than the onion.
Kasi there's this very pungent flavor to onions na pag natikman ko yun, game over. I really can't. I really cannot. I hate onions. Ugh. And coming from Sophia.
Number four.
Am I a diva? I came really late to a friend's wedding. Only to remember, ako pala yung maid of honor. How could the maid of honor be late?
Alam mo, nung wedding ni Hannah, my bestie, wala ako dun sa photo, dun sa hotel room niya. Kasi late ako lumabas ng room ko kasi I was still fixing up.
Oh.
And they had like the little photo shoot in the room with all like the bridesmaids and like everyone in the entourage. So wala akong photos in the room.
Oh, deserve. Alam nga namang sila yung ikakasal yung mag-a-adjust. Kasi wala ka pa.
Andun ako. Nasa kabilang room lang ako. I was in the hotel.
Oh, ba't di ka tinawag?
Ko alam, tinawag na daw ako. Pero hindi ako agad ako lumabas.
Oh, so, kaya nino yung kasalanan niya. Saka gusto ko yung, tinawag daw ako. Hindi ako lumabas.
Malay ko ba last call na? Sinabi ba nila na ito na to, last call?
Oh, kasi niya may last call. Oh,
but wala nag-text. Walang tumawag sa phone. Oh.
But walang pumilit sa akin. I mean, special day ni Hannah yun, pero it is all about me, you know?
Clearly it wasn't because I wasn't in the phone.
Ay, sana nandito si Hannah para kasama siya sa usapan.
That's shade.
Dapat may ganyan tayo reading glasses.
And
Hazel Hari.
Ewan.
Yusuf.
Nako.
From Al Macchiato.
Number three.
Am I a diva? And I agree with this. Hindi ako sumasama kapag camping trips. Precisely because I am a diva. I'm gracious enough at least to spare my friends from all the complaining I'll probably be doing. Ayokong mag-hike nang may mabigat na dala. Ayoko nang walang toilet at comfortable bed. Ayokong sumakit yung likod ko. And so on.
I'll spare you.
Yes.
Mm. Yes.
So rather than magpapa-peer pressure ako, tapos I'll be whining the entire time, pass na lang. Kasi, like, you know what? I like the concept of camping. But the very few times that we actually went camping, I was miserable.
It's the thought that counts.
And hindi ako maarte, ha? Like, you know, like, when we go to, no, seriously, like, kunyari, mga hotel room na hindi masyadong maganda. Like, I'm not that picky. I'm not the kind na, but hindi 300 thread count yung sheets. I'm not like that. But at the very least, gusto ko flat yung hinihigaan ko.
Hindi ko matanggap yung hinihiga, Marky.
Hindi ako
Hindi ko matanggap, Marky.
I'm very cowboy, like Texas Hold'em up.
I'm very cowboy.
Parang reverse cowboy at. Hello, yun yung mga ano, di ba?
The opposite.
Yung sumasakay ng
cowboy.
Do you know what do you call those things? The bull?
The mechanical bull.
Where you turn around and
akala ko reverse cowboy it. Na imbis na ako yung suma ako yung sina okay, so
but yeah, no, but when it comes to camping, I love camping.
I know you do.
I would rather camp.
Of the three
than
of us,
you're that guy.
You're the
guy. I'm the guy. I'm the cowboy. No, I'm actually the cowboy, to be honest.
Yeah.
When it comes to certain things.
Yeehaw!
Ride him.
Like, I would never complain about a dressing room that's like full
cramp
of people. I'm fine with that.
Well,
I just find
what,
my own
Marky?
Little space.
This is in Texas.
I'm holding them.
Yeah. So I guess.
Sino naniniwala kay Chico, sabi ni Edrickins. Please blink.
I am not maarte.
Pero
ganun yung ano.
Tell it to the Marines.
I'm not maarte. Yeah. And from Fitz Villafuerte.
Number two.
Am I a diva? True story, I was a speaker at a convention and the company gave me a PA for the two-day event. I said I didn't really need one, but they insisted because apparently another speaker demanded one and the company didn't want the other speakers to feel left out.
That's
so even
good.
If hindi naman nila kailangan,
equal treatment.
But that's how you do it. That's how you do it. Kasi nga parang, kunyari nag-diva yung isa, parang the other speakers, even if they don't need it, they'd be like, there's going to be a little bit of a friction
parang
going on.
Siya may ganyan.
Uh-oh. So yeah, I do agree. Even if they say they don't need one, supply one. Kasi binigay mo dun sa isa.
You know what I feel?
As respect.
When it comes to these things, I actually wouldn't mind having, being a diva when it comes to like a prompter.
Oh, that's, yeah.
I would rather have a prompter than note cards.
You know what? That is so true.
for sure.
That's the only thing I'll probably be a little bit of a diva about when it comes to events.
One of the recent hostings that I did, there was a prompter. Oh, I was living. I was like, if it's only all events
I agree
had prompters. And like, I didn't need my script.
You know, I have to say, I think I really have like carpal tunnel from like all my gaming from my phone yeah. and whatever. Because when I'm hosting something, tapos matagal, and you know how you're hanging on
yes.
to your like cue cards and stuff, nangangawit siya to the point na parang masakit. Parang as in like,
and you know why?
Hold it na.
Because remember, we have to hold the mic with one hand.
Yeah.
And you're holding your cue cards on the other hand.
Mm.
So if you need to flip the page,
exactly.
Where what would you use? You know.
I mean, we're lucky because we have longer fingers.
Yeah,
but
that's
the ones
why
who
more
don't.
Of a struggle
oh my
for
gosh.
Me.
Kaya, can you imagine? Like what we do is, diba, you're holding the mic with one hand, right? When you need to flip the page, you kind of like have to wait for the end of the sentence and then like flip it with the hand that's holding the mic and then go back to talking. Because it's really yeah. hard.
My hack ako doon, what I do is I fold the corners of like every other page.
Para,
so that when I
yeah.
need to turn it, yes. I don't have to like try to like, you know.
And what I also do is I put them in segments.
Mm.
So
oh,
I tell
true.
The stage
so you can
manager like
the ones that
no, I, yeah, I tell the stage manager, okay, just after every time I need to leave the stage, please give me the new set of cards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For the next set. But prompter talaga is the way to
That's
go.
The way to go.
I tell you,
like if
it
they,
makes
ano,
life so much easier.
If they make it like the standard.
That would be amazing.
That would be
but
so amazing.
TBH, I hosted like 4 events in a row. 3 of the 4 events, prompters.
Prompter na.
And weddings, kasi you don't really need. Kasi
yeah.
It's just
kasi
one
more
card,
of a,
right?
Hindi kasi mahirap when they want you to say it a specific way.
Mm.
Or like pag puro names. And you have to like read off names. Like it would be great if there was like a prompter.
Yeah.
That would be amazing.
Because like your eye level is with the audience. Oh my gosh. Sorry guys. We're talking about hosting 101.
And the top.
And the top entry. Number one. Number one.
Am I a Diva? Comes from Tampupu.
Tampupu says,
bago ako umagree, kailangan pasok lahat ng details sa specifications that I have set. For example, kailangan titanium yung handcuffs, hypoallergenic yung ball gag, and ostrich feathers ang gagamitin for tickling.
Excuse me?
There are specifications. Yeah.
Wait, what? Sorry. What?
Delete ko na eh. Nabura ko na. So, I don't know. Sorry.
Okay.
Okay. Eh, malay mo madali siyang ma-allergy.
Yeah,
pag hindi
top entry, some... eh. Top entry.
Because,
ito, ah.
Because there are some items that are allergen-causing.
Exactly.
What if you can't do leather, you know?
Yeah, or lycra.
Oh. Or yung parang fake leather, diba?
The pleather.
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 Yeah, pleather.
Yeah, maybe it's bad for your skin.
Mm-hmm.
There are certain metals that I tend
rubbers
to...
Rubbers and plastics. Metals, some people are allergic to silver.
Mm.
That's why they go for like white gold. If they want the silver look,
yeah.
They get white gold because mas less common yung allergy to gold than allergy to silver. Yeah.
Copper.
Oh, okay. Copper? I remember. Okay. I don't know if inabutan nyo. Naalala nyo ba na, I don't know if you're old enough na inabutan nyo yung copper bracelets. It used to be a thing.
Anong itsura?
Like dangles? Literally, it's just a band. It's like literally.
Parang I heard about that.
Alam
what's
mo yung
again?
Ano?
Copper
alam,
bracelets.
Alam mo
I've
yung ano? Yung.
Parang Cartier?
No. You know those Livestrong rubber
yes,
bands?
Yes, yes.
Parang ganun, pero imagine mo copper. Ganun lang, like a simple band. And during that era, parang it was supposed to be healthy. It was supposed to have health benefits.
Ito?
Parang ganyan. Tapos parang ano siya, parang...
I remember that.
And then,
I think I remember that.
Think crystals, parang ganun yung... Meron siyang something, whatever effect. Tapos, some people, nagiging green...
Well, that happens. Actually, before, kaya
yes,
usually wala akong watch because that would happen to me yes. whenever I would wear, like, yeah. like when I was a kid, Kaya hindi talaga ako mahilig mag-watch.
Same.
Also.
Even necklace, I would always...
I would itch and then like...
I would get allergies from same. Necklaces. Always.
And
always.
Ear, anything na parang yung mga, yun nga, the not real, non-real jewelry.
They call it contact dermatitis.
Yes.
Pag yung, like when your skin pero, breaks out, when something is nakadikit to it.
Yeah. Which is now, parang feeling ko ano na, mas okay na now. Kasi they have a lot of like, yung mga hindi naman legit na gold or whatever.
Pero hypoallergenic.
Pero hypoallergenic.
Uh-oh. Yeah, yeah. Okay, I mean, that's ganun. Really... But I remember those. Like, I remember like so many, like a good percentage of my classmates would be wearing those copper bracelets.
Yung iba nga pag,
na uso siya eh, na parang healthy
iba naman
na
pag mag-watch, if that happens, yung nag-green, yung makikita mo may parang panyo.
Yes.
May hanky yes. under the watch yes. to yes. protect the skin from direct
that.
Contact with the watch.
Totoo yun. I remember
pero
that.
Yoko, I didn't like the look of it, so I'd rather not right. wear a watch.
But there you go. Am I a diva? Two more batches coming right up, or maybe a giant batch, but when we come back...
TMR Top 10. Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the Top 10 for today, and we are live on Facebook.
Yes, we're on Twitch, YouTube, Facebook. Join us at RX 931 for everything. Let's say good morning to more monsters locked in, checking out the text line. Specialist Joe's locked in.
Oh, hello,
good
Joe.
Good morning. Hello to Coco Hernandez and to Queen of Deadma, who says, happy 14th birthday to my BFF, Kelly. Hi to Ro and no Hazel Certified Diva. Where is this coming from?
Oh.
You know, it's just the narrative that my co-hosts like to paint, but it's not
narrative.
True. It's a false narrative. Slander, honey. Hello to Karen M and M Beth, who says, for request naman ang birthday song for one of my M2M friends from Jackie Chanak. Si Micaela Sese, she's a baby Maligs, as in Fanny Jackie.
Oh, okay.
Jackie, are you there?
Me, 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 me. Hello. You called, you summoned.
Yes.
This creature of the night.
Yeah, there's a request for a birthday song for Micaela Sese.
Okay.
For you, birthday blending solo.
Yeah. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear.
Micaela.
Micaela.
Sese.
Happy birthday to you.
Hello.
Okay. Balik okay. sa ilalim ng lupa. Sabi ni John Lee, may halak si Jack.
Lagi naman yun eh, di ba? Tamis ng unang halak.
Kasi sa kanya ang huling halak.
Yun, ganon.
Hello to Farmer Sanchez. Good morning, Tino. Paola, May Encarnacion. Hello to Mitch, to Prince Dance, to Cyril and Boggs, to Tanis. Dahil sa usapang onions, napadrive-thru tuloy ng onion rings. Hi to Butter Baby and good morning to Renz. Also to Sebedee. Mrs. John says good morning. Uulitin na lang daw ni Hannah yung wedding niya para makasama sa pic.
Nakakaya it. Naman sa'yo. Kailangan ulitin ang wedding.
Pag nag-vow renewal.
Yun.
Oo, ganun. Yeah. Hello to Maxim and to Jabs. And sabi din ni Maxim, eh bakit parang kasalanan nila? Bakit may pag-atake?
Tsaka di ba alter mo yan? Ba't may na-atake yung sarili mo?
Sinabi ko bang kasalanan nila na wala ako doon sa picture? Hindi naman. Hello to Jabs and good morning to Letzia. Where are you, Chico? Lilo Boy, hello. Josette, who says, can you please greet my daughter, Twix? Happy 16th birthday. Birthday blend, please. Been a listener for the last 4 months every morning.
Oh, nice.
A baby rusher. So okay. Let's greet Twix.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, dear Twix.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Twix.
And Ronaldo Quino is locked in. So is Nico. And thank you for our breakfast today.
Yes!
Thank you so much to Nene and Ian who sent us over some awesome goodies.
Thank you so much!
You guys are amazing. Even if you aren't in the Philippines, you're here in spirit.
And
in the booth
super
with us. Thank
perfect.
You.
Because I don't have lunch today. Thank
and
you,
you know
you,
what?
You.
You know who else is celebrating her birthday today? Jungkook's girl!
Oh my gosh! Happy birthday!
Happy birthday, Jungkook's girl!
Happy birthday! Dapat meron
tayo. Ano, may special song dapat tayo. Dapat
meron tayo ano, for Jungkook's girl.
Ano, ho, Jungkook's style? Hindi natin alam.
Hindi,
eh.
Dapat birit. Dapat birit.
Ay, dapat birit. Bakit?
Eh kasi, wala. Parang dapat ano, it has to be like big and like bombastic.
Dapat sa toto na lang ng ano. May song niya.
Hindi mahirap. Ano lang.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Erica.
Happy birthday to you, Erica.
Hindi ba mo yung tono? Hindi ko lang kung paano kayo
continue. Happy birthday, Erica. Erica. Happy birthday, Erica.
Hindi na regular happy birthday
okay,
na lang.
Okay, okay. Birit?
Eh, ako, bala ka.
Bala ka, ikaw mag-birthday.
Basta.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, Erica.
Happy birthday to you.
Erica, Jungkook's girl. Erica,
Jungkook's girl. A mess. A royal
a
mess.
A hot mess.
Happy, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
And dapat may bago tayong ano eh.
Ano?
Ano? Paano ba? I don't know. We'll come up with something. Maybe tomorrow.
Okay. Hindi, tsaka dapat ano, wala pa tayo ng Pinoy version. Di ba yung happy, happy,
happy, happy birthday.
Sa'yo ang inom.
Something, something.
Happy, happy, happy birthday.
So, anyway, that's it for the text line.
How's Rent to Own the Musical though, Chico?
Oh, it's going well. Yeah, I got the lead part. And
so yung role mo, ano?
Landlord.
Landlady. Or are you the yuppie that's looking for... You're the landlady. Yeah. Waiting for that yuppie to come in and buy your...
Ay. Tapos ano, hindi, mangre-rent siya eh.
Okay.
Tapos, wala siyang pambayad ng monthly amortization.
Okay.
So, paano?
So, sasabihin niya parang,
I'll do anything
just to be able to live here. Yan, ganon. Ganon yung ano, yung plot.
So, did you show this person your floral couch?
Hindi naman, pero ganun lang. Tapos yun, it proceeds. So, I'm trying to just get the songs
down.
Memorized.
Yeah,
so,
yeah. Before you start music rehearsal.
Tsaka na yung, ano, tsaka na yung acting. Yung songs muna.
Songs muna.
So, ganun dapat. Mm-mm. Songs muna, and then after that, you get into the script.
Exactly.
And
okay,
then,
duh.
Then you get the choreo.
I know that. You know, I mean...
As a veteran,
you know, so.
Yes. Okay, anyway, so let's say hi to a few people on X. Greeting Hody H. Hi to Galactus Intolerance. Greeting Star Marjorie as well. Lots of people saying happy birthday to our good friends. Jungkook's girl, happy birthday to me. Still on a high from watching the Queen Madonna's concert.
My gosh, and she was so close.
You're so lucky.
Ang ganda nung mga video.
I can't.
My gosh. As in, like, kitang-kita ko yung hands ni Madonna na mention.
Oh.
Yeah.
Juice Blank says, RX greets, PSA to anyone coming from Angono, Binagwanan area. Baytown going to Floodway is not possible due to road construction at the short bend going to Floodway. So, watch out for that area.
What's that place again? Yung kay Juice Blank? Binagwanan. Ah, okay.
What did you hear?
Kasi
nakala ko, kasi nag-ano siya, palang binggang-gonggang.
No, I said binangonan.
Okay.
But okay. I was about to say
binagoongan. That's why. That's why I had a feeling you were going to say binagoongan.
It looked like it in the start. It's like binagoongan.
Alam ko na isa, parang binagoongan yung sasabihin. Na dapat,
eh. Favorite ko kasi yung binagoongan.
Miss ko na nga yung binagoongan yung isa dyan eh. Ay.
Okay.
Please.
Ano raw?
Binagoongan Rizal.
Yes.
Yes. Hi to Pau. Just want to say hi and good morning. I've been listening to The Morning Rush since 2013. Thanks for always making me
thank you.
Happy.
Thank you.
Also saying hi to Namjin. And that's it for greets.
All right. So we've got our top 10 for today. Giant batch. Like so big. You wouldn't believe your eyes.
It probably won't fit within the time frame.
Yes, so hindi naman. We'll make it fit.
You can always make it fit.
So, let's thank our topic sender, of course. Kelly R. Am I a diva?
Kelly
R. Let's start off with... Thank you, Kelly R.
Thank you, Kelly R.
Hello to...
And she's the Beyonce.
To Michelle W. And to...
Beyonce.
BK.
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 BKC.
To Texas Hold'em.
Here we go. Let's start off with Al Macchiato. Am I a diva? Growing up, I refused to write on recycled paper kasi hindi siya magandang sulatan.
Why?
Eh, humanda ka kay ano? Humanda ka kay...
Greta.
Greta? You know what? Greta's not gonna be happy.
TBH, when I was younger, there was like an era in school na super uso yung this, you know, store na puro recycled yung mga...
Yes!
That one?
Yes!
I wasn't into it.
Which one is that?
Starts with a P.
Buti na lang hindi tayo friends. Kasi yun yung go-to gift ko noon kasi yun lang yung afford ko. So mga paano, mga stationery.
No. Okay, to be clear, eventually, I was into it. Pero at the time, nung nasa school pa, when it was uso, I didn't understand. Like,
it's
it wasn't
cute
my aesthetic. Kasi feeling ko parang...
Hindi, pero it's so sweet.
It looks like old and like parang hindi masarap sulatan kasi magaspang
but
and a little
know,
rough yung paper.
I didn't know that
paper.
That was how it is.
Recycled kasi yun.
It's all recycled.
Pero yeah. But as an adult,
I loved it. Kasi brown paper.
Cute na siya for me.
May print.
Magandang pang-gift wrapping.
Maganda.
Ako,
yung dati pag ano yun ang pang-gift ko.
When I was younger kasi, ma-arte ko, gusto ko yung smooth yung paper whenever I write.
Kasi for me, I would rather buy those kinds of gifts rather than yung isa pang sikat yung ano naman, yung...
At...
Oo, yun. Diba? Yung, kasi yun yung parang mas...
Oo nga, yun nga. Yeah.
So, gets? Yung parang like, parang mas I would...
Can you do it again? Show them. Give them a hint of what we're talking about. What store are we talking about? Show them what you...
Hindi, kasi parang ano, yung kasing at least yung isa, parang... Wala lang. It just feels
parang
more...
Parang kasing ano siya. Parang homey. Kumbaga sa bahay, shabby chic.
Shabby chic, which is my
diba? Yun
aesthetic,
right?
Na
ako din when I was younger, I really didn't like that. Pero, syempre, your tastes evolved. So,
true. Hindi, parang ano nga. But I do get it. Parang it's more an older aesthetic.
Mm.
Kasi very granny.
Yes.
Yung gets,
oh, when
yung
I was younger,
very...
I loved... When I was younger, favorite ko yon. Oh. And that's where we would buy.
Pero tayo just.
Sabi ni Shopa, ano yan? Armpit paper?
I'm going to hit you. Ayan tuloy na hugot. No, I have to put it back in. Okay. So,
That's always hard.
Okay.
No, because it's hard to put it in properly. Yeah. Sometimes when it's
ang
halfway
shoot.
In.
Mahirap i-shoot.
That's the only time you hear it.
Okay, so from Al... Yeah, that was Al Macchiato. From Coco Hernandez. Oh, I know a lot of people na may ganito. To me, it's not so much pagdidiva. If I'm not personally invited, I'm not going.
I am in a plus one ka.
Well, actually... kung plus one, okay pa. Kung alam ko na yun talaga, that I'm really the plus one. You know how like, friend ka niya.
Yun, pero, plus one ka, pero kilala niyo pareho yung tao. Oh.
Yung parang you couldn't even invite me. Kasi pag plus one, obviously, you're not going to invite the plus one personally because malamang di mo kilala, di ba? So, I'm just going to invite you and oh, bring your jowa if you want. Di ba? Ganun lang. Pero yung kunyari pareho kayong friends, yung friend mo, kunyari barkada kayo, yung isang kabarkada nyo, in-invite niya, tapos isa pinasabi lang sa'yo, parang it's kind of
yeah, same.
A little
I
weird.
Wouldn't wanna attend.
Pero paano kung, ano, they only had a few amount of seats left. And everyone wanted to bring a plus one. And said, bring na lang your friend as a plus one. Bring our friend, our common friend as a plus one.
No, so sana in-invite still, mo na din. Oh. Sinabihan mo na din.
Kasi kilala
kayo
mo
na lang
ko
yung
eh.
Mag-plus one
yes.
each other,
yes.
diba?
Kasi for me, it's like,
you basically are telling me na mas special sa'yo tong friend Nedge. Na in-invite mo versus
actually
na,
for me,
ginawa mong plus one na lang.
Hindi pa nga ako yung, to me, I don't like to compare. Like, I wouldn't say, mas friend mo siya. Ako more of like, you can't take out time to invite
parang
me personally.
Invite.
Regardless of who you invite or not invite. Gets. So parang, I would appreciate it. Pero, right. don't get me wrong ha. I'm not like this to everyone. Just somebody I'm close
yes,
to.
Yes, I get it.
Yep. Like, if I'm close to you, parang, I would appreciate a personal invite.
That's why every time I invite for Pokemon Raids, I have to personally send Chico a message. Because if it's just in the group, he's not gonna reply. Because it's a blanket.
Alam mo, I'm telling
it's
you
a blanket
talaga,
message.
Kung sinong pinaka-diva.
He's a closeted
ako
diva. I tell you.
Hanyo, ah.
I tell you.
I am not.
So, I may look the part.
And can we
so
just, ano?
There's
but
two.
Someone
can we just change
like,
the term? Can we just say, like, secret diva?
I'm telling you.
The closet diva.
Can we just say secret? No. Secret diva na lang. Secret, papayag na ako.
Secret diva.
Low-key
diva. Low-key diva.
LK diva. But the thing is, it's interesting. Dalawa lang sila sa grupo. Si Chico and si Cornelius.
Oh.
Kailangan may personal invite. Mm. The rest of them have their own, like they see it and they're like okay, yes, I'll join. Pero si Chico and Corn, they're always top of mind kasi kailangan
personal invite.
Hindi kasi, you know why? Kasi parang, ano nga, yung parang, so one time, hindi sabi sa akin ni Marky, oh, are you joining the raid? Sabi ko, so syempre ako naman, I had to clarify, di ba? Sabi ko, bakit? Imbitado ba ako? Sabi ko, so I had to qualify first. I had to make sure. Kasi malay mo naman, sino ba naman ang isang Chico Garcia para... yung Iron Liaison. Parang aabot hanggang kisame. Sino ba naman ang isang Chico Garcia para imbitahin ang isang Marquis Drome, di ba? Para sa raid.
So,
I just wanted to make sure that I was really invited.
Salamat sa iWorkout.
Thank you.
You're
welcome. You're welcome.
I mean, it really helps.
It really helps?
Like, especially diba? If you're like kind of banlag or a little bit, you just have to
exercise
your eyes a little bit. And I get that every morning. So
pati
thank
si,
you, Chico Garcia.
Pati nga si Churchy Boom Boom. Nagro-roll
oh,
ng eyes for the
yes,
banlag.
That's why he's always rolling his eyes. Kasi gusto
like
yung
little banlag baby Boom Boom.
Oh, he's so cute.
And from Genshin Impacto, am I a diva sa singing contest pag turn ko na mag-perform after mag-perform ng ibang contestants? I will demand that management sanitize the mic or replace it with a new one. Dapat standard na yun. I mean, especially post-COVID, di ba?
Oh.
And sometimes it's just gross. I mean, if it smells like spit, I mean...
Yeah, sometimes it smells like old spit, no?
And not just, ah. Because, di ba, ikaw, Marky, you would know this. Di ba, there are a lot of singers, they sing na nakadikit sa, halos nakadikit sa lips yung...
Yeah.
Yung
mic. So, I mean, it's a style. I mean, if that's, they're comfortable with that. Pero, can you imagine that you'd have to use it after
para
then?
Para na kayo nagmomol.
It's kind of like...
That's why it's great. When I sang for ASAP, they had a mic for each
See?
Of us.
Yes.
Like kahit
yes.
madami kami, one mic each.
Exactly.
Which is great.
Al Macchiato says, true story, am I a diva? I only sit sa front window seat of the UV Express before. Kasi pag may nauna na, I would just wait for the next UV Express. I have scoliosis, so if I'll be stuck in a two-hour traffic, at least I'm in a comfortable seat. Pero for me, pag may ganun, hindi na yun diva. Kasi you have like a physical impediment.
Oo.
Hindi na pag di-diva yun. Oo. Diva kasi is like, it's a preference.
Yeah.
Sophia says, I refuse to change seats on a plane for the family that wanted to be seated together. I mean, I prepaid for that seat for a reason. Ako, whether I prepaid for it or not.
Hindi diva
yun for me. Same. Pero for me, whether I prepaid for it or regular seat lang siya. For me, if walang mawawala sa akin, I don't have a problem.
Ako din.
Gets? Kunyan, nasa gitna naman ako. Tapos sabi niya, you wanna sit by the window or by the aisle? Of course I'll say yes.
Mm-hmm.
Gets? Pero yung kunyari, window ako, tapos makikipagpalit, but I will get the middle seat. Parang pass. Kasi
yeah,
that's very uncomfortable for me. And
ikaw na yung nasa disadvantage.
Ako na yung nasa disadvantage. So, pero kunyari, it will not, but, like, literally, it will take nothing from me. And they will be happy for
but
it.
But the thing is, most of the time,
fine. Let's
most
exchange
of the time,
seats.
That's what happens, right? You're sitting right in the middle of two people. And they want to sit next to each other.
Yeah. Ako, so I am so fine with that.
To either side. At least you're not in the middle anymore.
Kasi
actually,
ako, ayoko lang,
for you,
ayoko lang talaga ng gitna.
Mm.
Like, give me the aisle, I'm fine. Give me the window, I'm fine. Just not the middle.
No, for me, I mean, if that's the case, I would totally switch for a family member.
Yes.
Especially if they're a toddler or they really need help.
Mm-hmm.
I would switch any day. Except if, for example, it's four seats and the mom's sitting on one side and then the kid's sitting on the other side and then the one sitting next to the mom has body odor, I'd probably change. I'd probably change with the kid na lang.
Yeah, yeah, gets.
Yeah, so gets, I'd be like, gets. Okay, no, I'm not switching with you, but I'll switch with your kid.
Okay.
Mm.
Ganon.
The fair enough. From Chi Chi Chronicles, am I a diva? I don't answer calls if I'm not in the mood. Kaya lang. I'm rarely in the mood. So, nangyayari, wala.
Zero.
The dry one says, I don't do buffets. Lining up for food? No thanks.
Serve me.
It's sit-down dinners or I'm not going.
Okay.
I don't line up for food.
Okay.
I don't have a problem with that though. Ang gusto ko kasi sa buffet, I only get what I want.
Exactly. Walang waste.
Walang waste. Walang sayang. So, if I don't like this dish, I'm not getting it. Ang hirap kasi sa plated sometimes. They put so many things in front of you and a lot.
And half those
meron din
namang
ayaw mo eh, diba? And parang sayang. Sayang yung food. Poik Phillips says, am I a diva when someone says, I'm sorry? My immediate response is, you better be.
Ay. Copy.
I think that is a diva. I think you qualify. From Farmer Sanchez, am I a diva? I can't eat for dinner what I eat for lunch. Ako, if I don't like the food, then yes, I won't repeat it. Pero pag, kunyari, like, adobo, spaghetti, go. I'm not maarte when it comes to mga ganyan.
Hindi naman ako very set when it comes to that. Pero there are days when I don't feel like repeat. Like, you know, when I'm in the mood for something else completely.
Yeah. No, because I get it. Kasi parang like, sometimes even if you like it, pag magkasunod, lunch, tapos dinner, ito na naman. Pero sa akin, I don't have a problem with that if I like the food.
You know what I have a problem with? I didn't even know I had a problem with this until it was brought up to me. Whenever I eat something for lunch, I don't want to put it in the fridge. So that I'll eat it for dinner. If I put it in the fridge, I would avoid it.
What?
I am gonna reheat food.
For some weird reason. I mean, I would eat it if there's nothing else, but like...
You won't enjoy it.
I won't enjoy it. But I don't know why.
Reheat it?
To be honest, I'm
really?
With Marky on this. That's why when I dine out, tapos yung may leftovers na, oy, take out na lang yung leftovers kasi marami pa. Usually, I skip it. Like, I don't take it na kasi I know myself. Madami ng instances na ako yung nag-uwi tapos hindi rin nakain. You know what I mean?
And it's not a conscious choice.
Yeah, I just forget about it sometimes. You're like, wala na, nakatamad.
And then after that, it's left in the fridge for so long and then you look at it, may amag na, and you gotta throw it away.
Oh my gosh. Hindi, oo naman. Pero like, ako lang, like if it's reheated properly naman, I don't have a problem with it.
Mm.
Yeah.
No, I mean, it's not that I don't have a problem. I would totally eat food that's been reheated. But the thing is, there's something about me that would rather not.
Yeah.
You know, specifically for me, adobo.
Adobo is fine. And adobo,
spaghetti.
The longer
even pasta. Pag na nababad na siya. Not the noodles though, ha? Yung
the sauce.
The sauce. Yeah. Para siyang na, I don't know, pag nababad na siya.
Yeah, exactly.
Tapos like, we'll eat pasta again for the next meal. Oh, it's so good. It's so yummy. Yeah. Sabi ni Henry, may chika dati na, basta a famous singer, nasusuka raw siya. Pag napunta sa kanya yung mic ng isa pang singer na hindi okay yung breath.
Oh no!
Well, it's chika lang naman yun. We don't know if it's true. But
anyway. It's most likely true.
Okay. And from Chichi Chronicles, am I a diva? A clean toilet is my first requirement when it comes to malls. Kaya, even if I want to go to a certain mall, I end up just going to a medyo high-end mall na alam kong malinis yung bathroom. Kasi if you have to, and if you're staying there for long, you're bound to use it, right? Especially for you girls. Kasi kayo, whether number one or number two, you have to like use the toilet seat. For us, at least, pag number one, we can just use the urinal, right? But for you, kailangan talaga yung malinis
yung
bathrooms.
You need them clean, no? Yeah.
Pero, well, ano rin kasi yan, ha? Parang double-edged sword. Although we don't have to use it often, mas kadiri talaga ang men's bathroom.
In
by
general.
Miles. Like, the very few times na makakapasok ako sa, like, ladies' bathroom, yung kunyari, sira yung men's and, you know, they allow you to use here in the station as well. Like, my gosh, like, leagues. More mabango. More malinis.
No, for sure.
Pag women's bathroom.
More relate ako kay Elmer, pero not just for that, but in general. I don't know if that's diva behavior, but it's just, I always go for the pay lounge whenever
Same.
I'm out.
Me.
If there's an option.
Yes.
It doesn't matter what I'm going to do. As long as I need to use the bathroom, I'm going to always opt for the pay lounge because it's usually always cleaner and just, I don't know, it's just better. Diba? So,
although kung
di man diva yun.
Kung wiwi, okay na ako sa regular.
Ay, hindi. Yeah. Ako gusto ko yung...
Kayo kasi umuupo.
Yo. Tapos maganda pa dun sa mall ko. Mall ko? Yung mall,
mo,
na malapit sa akin where I'm old.
Bagong
where,
bili mo?
Where I go all the time. Kasi yung pay lounge nila dun, heated yung toilet seat. Like Japanese.
Really?
I didn't know that.
Oh, I didn't know that.
The one... Sige, mami ako nasasabihin which one. Pero yeah, it's a nice
Yung
one.
Near EDSA?
No, near Fridays.
Oh. Okay. Ah, okay,
I
don't know
upstairs.
That.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That's
right. Ako naman, I'm the opposite. If there's a pay lounge, I will look for a toilet that doesn't have a pay lounge.
Kasi nga, iba naman kasi yung experience nyo when you have...
I'm relieving myself.
No,
so.
Pag one, I'm okay with regular. Pag two, it has to be pay lounge. Has to be. Unless I have no choice.
I'm fine.
Kasi it's so clean. It's much, much cleaner.
As long as I'm next to Chico and he has wet wipes, I'm good.
Next to you, meaning... Pag
wait lang
ha,
paano
ka?
Pa kayo mag-CR?
Ito si Chico. So nakaupo ako sa trono. And then, he's holding the tissue paper with two fingers like this. Like right in front of me while I'm doing the deed. And then I pulled maybe 8 sheets of...
Yeah.
Toilet paper.
Kung may isipin na lang maano ka.
Can I just say, kanina, nawala silang dalawa bigla dito sa booth. So I was like, you know what? Okay, I have to check lang. So I went to the ladies' room. Tapos sabi ko, nakalock yung CR. Wala yung dalawa kong co-host. Wala namang nasa labas. So I just went to the ladies' room thinking, I guess they went to the bathroom together. Yung dalawa yung takeaway ko.
Taposin mo yung kwento.
Pero pagbalik ko dito... Mamaya-maya, lumabas si Chico on his own.
Oo, oh, tapos si Marky.
Tapos, tinanong din ako ni Chico,
nasan
si Marky?
Si Marky? Ayan.
So ako naman, kala ko nandun kayo sa CR.
Ito talaga, kung ano-anong kinisip.
Little did you know that Chico left first.
Pero magandang,
and
alam mo.
And then I followed.
Alam ko yung style na yan eh. Para hindi alatang magkasama kayo, ikaw yung unang maghanap. Oh, nasa na si Hazel? Giselle yung gano'n.
Tapos, at bakit mo alam?
Parang alam ko yung mga ganyang galawan.
Saan
eh
mo siya nagamit?
Just so you know, I keep an extra jacket in ano, Mitch's desk.
Mm-hmm.
So that just in case you catch us.
Biglang like, I got down my jacket.
I went to the parking.
I didn't see you there.
And
tapos sabi ni, ano, sabi ni Hazel, ano, bigyan ng jacket niya.
Okay. CCTV. Kita ng footage.
And also, from Coco Hernandez, am I a diva? Because I tend to say stuff like, I apologize for expecting basic competence from you.
Oy.
And, wow, expecting you to actually meet deadlines, how demanding of me. Okay, yeah, I think that's a diva. From Farmer Sanchez, am I a diva? Kasi ako pag sinabi ko ah, na 10 p.m. you need to be in room 112. You should be in bed, blindfolded, and in handcuffs.
Ooh.
I mean, don't be late or else you will be punished. Oh wait, you'll be punished regardless.
Parang ibang D word, hindi diva.
Parang iba yan ha. Farmer Sanchez.
Parang ex ng isang artista.
Stop. Stop right there. I know where you're going with this. From Juice Blank. True story. I feel slighted kapag nagpakain yung department sa tapat ng pwesto namin. Tapos huli kaming yayayain as if taga-ubos ng tira-tira. Well, I feel slighted pero may baon akong ziplock para sa Amber Spaghetti at Shanghai. Oh, pero, yo, okay. I know this is like for, you know, this is for laughs. But that's not nice. Kunyari merong whatever, maybe an office or something. Tapos yung merong may tears.
Oo.
Yung mauuna tong department na to. Tapos ito, parang like, ah,
actually, parang
second class citizen.
In some weddings, di ba, ganon. Parang, oh, of course, mauuna tong si table one.
Table
hindi, kung random, that's fine. Pero yung kunyari, merong tears. Kasi pag kunyari yung the way they're seated, okay lang, kahit mahuli kayo. Mm. Pero yung kunyari yung, oh, una muna yung marketing department. Tapos next year, ito yung gano'n, yung parang like, oh, ba't sila una? Like,
true.
Are they higher than us? May
it's interesting. What they did in the last wedding I hosted was they played a game.
Yan ang gusto
and
ko.
And if you,
yeah,
if you win the game, then you get
table
to go
yeah
and get
I like
first
that. Yeah. I like those. Kasi parang,
at least
merit.
You earned your, ano, your rank.
From Al Macchiato, am I a diva? My office mate wanted to rearrange our office seating arrangement kasi daw she's not the center of all the chit-chat and she feels ignored. I mean,
okay,
not necessarily marites, but more like, ang layo ko from the ganap. Yung lahat sila nagchichismisan, tapos ako ang layo-layo, hindi ko naririnig yung pinag-uusapan
nila. So,
inipat
yung table, ganap.
Pinalipat niya yung table niya mm-hmm sa gitna. And from Queen of Deadma, true story, hindi ako sumasama sa team building kung ang venue malapit lang. Like Rizal, Batangas, Laguna. Sabi ko sa boss ko, boss, sasama lang ako kung kailangang mag-eroplano. Diva yan. That's a diva.
That's
okay.
A diva I've ever
that
seen
is
one.
Definitely a diva. And the two tops. Am I a diva? Comes from Uniquely Common and Sophia.
They both say,
Uniquely Common says, I once heard a perennially late priest say, before he started his homily, walang nalilate na pare, kasi magsa-start lang ang misa pagdating niya. Si Father.
Kasalanan yung lahat na maaga kayo.
Oo, yung parang like, walang late. Kasi bakit? Kaya niyo ba mag-start kung wala ako?
May misa ba pag wala
ako? May misa
ako
ba pag
wala?
May point naman siya, pero
he has a point.
Pero may pero schedule kasi,
merong,
diba? Oo,
oh, eh, diba? Meron naman to parang 8:30 mass, 9:30 mass. So sana,
tsaka, diba,
sana on time.
Tsaka di ba madedelay yung next?
Usually, that's why they're so, yeah, pag wedding, they are so strict. Kasi usually, dikit-dikit yan.
Yeah.
So if let's say na late yung wedding before you, mapupush kayo and mapupush yung after you. So yeah, I kind of get
it. And not
just
weddings. For example, like I think I went to a wake of someone once and the priest was just really rushing through it.
Yun nga.
Just needs to get to the next one.
Kasi nga, means kapag nag-start kayo ng late, mamadaliin niya talaga. Kasi sila
yung
mapoproblema.
And si father pa yung late, ha? Kasi galing siya sa...
sa isa pa.
Sa isa pa. So, it was interesting.
Sabi ni Phil, divine diva ang kapag
divine diva! Oo nga! Oh my gosh! That's a good one.
Si Brigading, Precious Paula Nicole, si Vinyas Deluxe, and Father E-Boy.
Oh my gosh. And from Sophia naman, am I a diva? Pag walang kumuha nung dala ko sa potluck, ah wala. I'll bring the platter around and start putting my food on people's plates.
Whether you like it or
whether
not.
Whether you like it. Nagdala ko.
Kainin nyo to.
Oh, nagdala ko ng lasagna. Lahat kayo kakain ng lasagna.
Oh,
alam mo yung wala kang choice.
Parang hindi diva eh.
Hindi, parang bully.
Oh, bully yung dating. Dictator.
Oh, oh. So, what about us?
Hirap naman nito for me.
And, madali. Alam mo, okay, number one.
Hindi, oh. Ay, ah, di ako diva. Ang hirap. Such a cowgirl kayo.
Okay, I can start. Alam mo, diva lang ako when it comes to accommodations. I mean, like, pag when we travel, usually I tell no. I mean like
the name of you.
No. For example, food. Oh, we can go to the mga street.
Oh, totoo
street
yan.
Food
when it comes to food, like, tsaka hindi kayong kung saan mo gusto dun dapat.
No. Like whatever. Mm. But when Baby Whale and I plan for our vacations, we can go to a not so great place, but the accommodation has to be nice. And Kunyari plane. Oh, forget it. I don't need business class, first class. I can have the cheapest seats. Ang importante sa akin, makatipid. Pero gagastos tayo sa accommodations. So, it's really my thing. Kasi parang like, we don't go on holiday often. You know, it's usually like, super precious kasi ang konti-konti lang ng mm-hmm. vacations. So, when I go, I really want, alam mo yung the full experience.
Yeah.
So yeah, like unless we're there for like not the resort. For example, Japan. I'm okay with like regular hotel kasi kahit yung mga 3-star lang, 3-star hotel. Kasi basically you'll be going around, eh, di ba? Pero like pag yung ang destination mo eh like Maldives or Fiji.
Nandun ka lang sa hotel.
Nandun ka lang sa resort. Oh, let's spend.
Mm.
Yeah.
Splurge.
And if you don't know me and you just meet me there, you think I'm such a diva because like, oh, it has to be amazing. Pero to me, it's not just about that. Like, I really want to maximize the experience of that paradise.
No, but it,
that
it makes
visiting.
Sense. I never really understood this until I started joining Chico on his vacations.
Yeah.
But before that, I didn't want to spend on flights or hotels. I'm there for the experience. I'm experiencing the place. And when you're younger, it's easier to just travel around and just go home and sleep and then just
That's
do the
true.
Same thing the next day and find a new adventure. But when you get to our age, the ripe age of 36, you know, you gotta have nice accommodation.
The finer things
the finer,
in life.
It's an acquisition of the finer things in life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ito, si John Sinai, di ba? Sabi niya. Si Hazel, nagtatanong kung diva siya. Eh, di ba, pagka sumali kayo ng contest on air, tapos hindi kayo sumunod sa instructions, end call kayo sa kanya.
Wait, may technical difficulty yun.
Where is the line?
Hindi ako yun.
Hindi ba ikaw yun? Bila kang i-end call eh. Ay, naka. Kaya.
Let's see. I guess now, am I a diva? The only thing now that I am a diva about is normally such a cowboy. But when it comes to food now, like for example, when Nene asked me yesterday what we wanted to eat, I was like, you know what? Hazel and Chico will eat anything. But
and we mean
anything.
Maybe Chico. Not, me not so much.
But I mean, they're wink, not wink. They're not as picky when it comes to food these days. But like, since I'm on a diet for Mr. Universe, I am currently eating a lot of fiber and a lot of protein.
Pero so, that's ano eh, situational eh. Kasi you're preparing for something, but you're not maarte with food.
I am not maarte with
you're
food.
You're not.
Well, nowadays, milk, I don't... But that's because it's...
Oh, oh eh.
My situation.
God. Pero what's the one na yung... Kasi usually pag diva, wala kang specific reason for wanting it. You're just like, because I want it. That's
okay,
why.
Fine. I
kasi
have
yun,
something.
Kasi yun merong ano yun eh. Like you have a goal. Like you're joining Mr. Universe. Or you can't eat milk because, you know, you're lactose intolerant. Merong kang specific
a reason.
Reason
okay,
eh.
All right, all right. So there's...
Ano yung nagdi-diva ka lang?
There was a situation ganun. Where... for a role, they neglected to put a certain part that I was also going to be playing.
Okay.
And for a while, I just wanted to keep quiet and I didn't want to make it such a big deal. And then I found out there was another one who's also playing the same role as me, so it looked like we were alternating. So, I was like, so, can I ask, why is it this person... It says in their role sheet that they're also playing that role. And I'm not playing a second role from what I was originally playing. I don't know. It's really hard to explain.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Without giving things away.
Without giving things away. So, why didn't you include that other role
in my description?
My description. Because a lot of people now are asking me which shows I'm actually going to be a part of. And which ones they can watch because they think that I have an alternate and I'm only doing half the shows. So, yeah, I said my piece and now they included...
Exactly.
The other... Yeah. I mean, before, yeah. They included the other role that I was playing.
Yawn.
Woo! Survived Woo! That. Woo! Survived it. Survived.
Okay. Am I a diva?
Other than yung naglaro kayo ng game on air, natalo ka, tapos sinabihan mo yung mga kalaro mo ng... Kaya ayoko nang naglalaro ng game na di ginagamitan ng utak eh.
Diva ba yun? Diva, I mean, spitting facts is different from like being a diva. Wait.
Ano?
Competitive lang yun. Hindi naman
oh,
diva.
Actually.
But, you know, I think I just like what I like. I want what I want. And I feel like if I don't get what I want,
no one should get what they want.
There has to be a way to get it. Ano ba yung specific example? Well, like for example, when it comes to traveling and booking accommodations. Like, I would prefer to be the one to book to, so I could pick, like, where we're
where? Staying. Which is weird,
ah. Unless I fully trust kung sino yung... Kunyari, si Baby Whale, proven na, diba? Tried and tested na magaling.
What are we talking about?
In which area?
Try to test it na magaling. So, ako, oh, go.
Hindi kasi
pumili.
Usually nga yung diva, yung ayaw mag-book. Di ba usually ganon?
Tamad.
It's like, parang, eh, kayo na lang mag-book. Kayo,
o minsan
ganyan book.
Ako. Tapos, diba? Kasi tapos nga, pag like, sila'y nag-book, madami.
Tapos magre-reklamo ka. Sino sa besties mo yung nabwisit? Kasi ang dami niyong reklamo.
Si Marie.
Si Marie.
Oo. Yung parang walang gumagalaw tapos yung ginawa mo biglang
ang daming reklamo. Ayun,
annoying
yun.
Pati hindi lang naman ako pati yung iba din naman. But also like in general like for example yun nga when we went camping this was me like in high school. Yung parang when I saw na pinaghalo-halo na yung food tapos may mga kamay-kamay na na ibang nagkuha-kuha na sila lahat. I didn't wanna eat. So I refused to eat. And then when I found out na wala nang yelo, like walang malamig na inumin dun sa camping, I refused to drink. I didn't drink until the next day on the way home and we had a stopover somewhere and I found a store where I could get a cold drink.
Okay, I have one.
Nandun ako uminom.
I have one. Hindi siya talaga diva. Actually, I find it so confusing when it happens. Yung imagine you're in an event or a party or a something. Tapos libre lahat. Pero specific lang kung ano yung libre. For example, kunyari imagine mo drinks. Ang drinks nila, you can drink as much as you want. Pero kunyari, ang available lang, iced tea and, I don't know, juice. Eh, gusto mo ng soft drinks. Yung hiyang-hiya ako na yung, can I just pay for it? Like,
I do that too.
Because, pero
kasi
gets,
yun yung gusto mo.
Pero na-awkward ka kasi parang ang diva mo na libre na nga
libre
lahat.
Na, oh, I get
pero,
you.
You know same, what I mean? I always I find it so thing. Uncomfortable. But yeah. I'm really like, if I could do it without anyone finding
I'll
out.
Just pay.
But I don't want them naman to pay for it.
Right.
Kasi there's this, parang baka isipin nila, dahil order ako ng something that's not already paid for, that they expect me to pay X, that they expect, sorry, that I expect them to pay for what I want. I'm like, no. Let me pay yeah. for it because I'm the one who's very particular about this and I want this specifically, but I don't want you to pay for it.
Yeah, true.
And I find it so awkward
yeah,
that it happens.
What? I've been there. Yeah, me too. Because I would rather just, if I, you, like I said, I want what I want. If that means
yun.
Hey,
I should pay for it by myself, I will.
Listen, I think I know one that I'm really a diva about. This is when I go out partying. I don't like partying. I don't like big groups of people. I don't like all the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
So I need a table. I don't care if I'm paying. I need a table. I need a place far away from the big crowd
para
so that I can sit
may
and
home
drink.
Base ka.
And I have a home base. And I don't have to just walk around aimlessly.
Oh, I know another diva behavior of
which
yours.
One?
Water.
Sparkling.
Yeah. I like my sparkling
Mark,
water.
Marky can't drink just water.
But the thing is, if there is no choice, I will drink water. Regular water. But if there is a choice to drink sparkling, I'd opt to drink my sparkling water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ako
we
basta,
all have our
basta
diva.
Basta may
yelo. Si Hazel naman, basta may yelo. No. Basta malamig.
Actually, for
basta
me,
matamis.
Sparkling water, if it is warm, I will not drink it. It's gotta be cold sparkling water without ice.
Kita mo? Oh, tapos mga, well, I can't think of an entry.
Pero, but you know, ito naman ang sasabihin ko about this. You know, I've come to the realization na when you are perceived as a diva, of course, people think you're kind of difficult
yeah.
to work with, to deal with, to be friends with. And so, I am very aware of that. And parang may conscious effort naman ako lately, ha, I have to say. Like, maybe in the last couple of years, I've been trying to be more cool about stuff.
Yeah.
You know, to just be like, not so like, yun nga, not want my way all the time. So, when people say, oh, ganyan-ganyan, okay, fine.
Okay, yeah.
Kahit medyo labag sa loob.
Yes, yes.
You know, just because I don't want nga to be that person.
I do have one diva demand when hosting.
What?
I just remembered now. I always just say, I just need coffee. Like, it doesn't even, and I don't even specify na it has to be Starbucks.
Oh,
or like,
no.
No, I just say, like, I just need coffee.
I do that too.
Yeah, I always need, say coffee.
I need coffee.
Ko, ano,
but
normal.
But it's gotta be black coffee and it's gotta be brewed coffee.
Oh, ako naman hindi naman. Pwedeng regular brewed coffee. Kasi I'm not acidic naman. So, ikaw kasi you have a
ako,
condition.
Ako, I'm just specific. I just say my order para tapos.
Oh, no. Like, if they ask, kunyari, they say, oh, then do you have anything specific?
Yes.
Then I'm like, oh, then if it's okay, then I would prefer this. But, kunyari, di naman sila magtatanong. Anything, just serve me coffee before the hosting. Just to warm me up, then I'm good.
You know, I think there's a little diva in everyone.
True.
So
yes.
It just depends on how you manage it. And like I said, if you can avoid it, just so, you know, you'll be easier to deal with
to
and
deal
more
with.
Pleasant,
yeah.
Diba, yung experience ng ibang tao to be around you, then try to not to be such a diva.
And let's, what a lot of divas miss is when you're easier to deal with, people are also
you will
easy
get your
to,
way
you will
more.
Get it back, yeah.
And you're gonna have a lot more work
also,
than you're used to.
Be a grateful diva. Mm. If you get your way.
Like, ask for what
them.
You feel you deserve, but if they give it to you,
be appreciative.
Be appreciative.
Yes. And vary that.
Always try to be kind.
Yes.
Diba?
Amen.
Yes. There okay. you
My
go.
Gosh, look at us.
Look at us.
Such good people.
Imparting some knowledge to our listeners.
You know what? It's a new thing. Positive divas. Ah, diba?
Mm.
positive divas.
So there you go. Thank you for joining us, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Bye. Bye.